One of the biggest advantages that conservatives have is their media presence. Conservatives have a wealth of radio talk shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels that allow them to effectively spread their message. We should have the same on the left as well. This is why I want you to go to growleft.liberaldan.com. We are at a turning point in the history of this country. There is no reason why the ultra-conservatives and MAGA types should be as successful as they have been. Extremist conservative ideas are unpopular, while left-wing ideas like Medicare for All, abortion rights, and marriage equality are at all-time highs. But they have the messaging, and we need to build up our radio shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels to fight back against their extremist conservative messages. Liberal Dan Radio has partnered with Levelfield to help us use tools that are typically only available to big money donors. When you give a contribution at growleft.liberaldan.com, you will be doing two things. That money will be spent advertising causes on the left, like body autonomy, marriage equality, voting rights, and in support of or opposition of candidates. And that commercial airtime will be spent on smaller shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels to help them grow larger and be more successful. We get to kill two birds with one stone, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. So please go to growleft.liberaldan.com and make your contribution today. That's growleft.liberaldan.com. growleft.liberaldan.com. Political advertising paid for by Levelfield. Contributions are not tax deductible as charitable contributions. Welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio, off from the left, that's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's area code 914-803-4131. That is 914-803-4131. Or if you're listening live, you can join us in the chat at youtube.com/Liberal Dan Radio as well. If you're listening after the live podcast, you can also leave your comments over on YouTube on the show thread. Or the show thread at liberaldan.com, or just comment on facebook.com/liberaldan or at liberaldanradio on Twitter. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. I was going to do a show about like MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing, et cetera, you know, talking about bad ones, good ones, ones I've known people to be involved with, ones I've run away from kicking and screaming, ones I might be a part of. That being said, with Donald Trump and the search being done with the warrant by the FBI on Mar-a-Lago, I would be remiss if I didn't talk all about that as well. So the MLM show will be pushed back to another week, maybe next week, maybe further back, depending on how the news goes. But it's something that will be in the can at some future point for the show. So if you were interested in hearing that, and I want to try and make it interesting for people, because I'm not one of those, like, all MLM are bad type folks, and I'm not one of those, oh my God, you're going to get rich quick either. So I'm somewhere in the leading towards the most MLMs are bad, but some are reasonable, but don't expect to become wealthy from them. But we'll talk about that another day. Do want to give shouts out first and foremost to the Liberal Dan Radio Mod Squad, Jolie and Aaron. So again, thank you both for y'all helping the show out. I appreciate y'all a lot for that. I also have want to give. Let's see. I'm still waiting for a couple of more responses. If you go to minicast.liberaldan.com and leave me a voice message there, or go to liberaldan.com and go to the thread about the what would child you have considered a success. I'm still waiting for people to respond, some more people to respond to that, so I can have a good, so I can make a good mini cast about that. I should have two mini casts coming out soon, that one, and I'm going to do a smaller one about the Grow Left project that I'm doing. So we'll talk a little bit about that before we get to the main topics of conversations. I do want to also give shouts out to Wes, Jolie, Julie, Aaron, your boy Chris, Cesar, and Demonox for being Liberal Dan Radio patrons. You can also be a patron and support the show, patreon.com/liberaldan or patreon.liberaldan.com will get you there. Or if you don't feel like subscribing monthly, I mean, you can subscribe monthly via Buy Me a Coffee as well. If you want to buy me a cider, buymeacoffee.com/liberaldanradio, or just go to liberaldan.com and click on the Buy Me a Cider button. Shout outs to Les and Aaron, Jolie, Robert, Bringing a Boy, and Gypsy, who have all made contributions and bought me ciders that way. So much love to y'all as well. So first thing foremost, again, if you listened at the beginning of the show, I have played the commercial about doing the Grow Left, growleft.liberaldan.com, how we're trying to help just as a group grow smaller podcasts, because we have the, you know, the big guys, we have the big guns out there, but we don't have as good of a farm team in liberal, left-leaning, progressive, leftist type spaces. And we need to be able to have that to fight back against conservatism, because that's a big advantage that they have, and we need to fight back. And again, I can't fight back alone, and I think we need a lot more people out there. So the people I'm going to support with that, you know, include but are not limited to, if you go to liberaldan.com and you check out the link that I have that goes support these creators. So if you go to support these creators, and I'll link that directly in the chat right now. And basically I'm reading off of getting 1,000 subscriptions on YouTube can help channels get monetized. I want to create a one-stop shop where we can showcase various other creators who are liberal, progressive, leftist, et cetera, who you should also be supporting. The page is going to grow as I announce new pages to follow each week or every few weeks, but I want to have a kind of like a show of the week that I feature. First and foremost, I give my links, because if you haven't subscribed or followed or wherever, whatever the appropriate word is for the appropriate point on social media, you know, check all those out. My liberaldan.com stuff, my nerdydan.com stuff. I link to Hal's stuff. Most of you should already know where Hal is and how to find him, but I have all of his links to his Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, and to infotainmentwars.com, which just brings you to his YouTube channel. If you haven't subbed him there, support him as well. I do have a link to Nimbus Yosh, the host of the most, and I've linked to his anchor podcast, the Percy podcast, the smooth sounds of the Percy podcast. So he has a bunch of older episodes you can give a listen to, and hopefully he'll be making some more soon. Hint, hint. I also have a link to Demonox, the first Liberal Dan Radio patron, and his podcast, World According to Knox, and his Twitter account. And if either of y'all do other things like make YouTube accounts, whatever, I'm more than happy to add those as well. But the first one that I'm featuring this week is Freedom Speech is You. Ken Otto is in chat, currently watching. I don't know if Andrea made it in or not, or if she's coming this week. But it's a show that Ken and Andrea put on. They were nice enough to let me be a guest on their show this past Sunday. So you can go either to their Twitch channel or their YouTube channel, and you'll be able to watch that show. I was on, I think, for about a good 2 hours, just talking about politics, talking about, you know, how I got my start, how I became Liberal Dan, et cetera. And so go give their channel a subscribe as well. We can go ahead and link to that in the chat as well. You're welcome. I mean, you are permanently linked now on that page, and as will other people be, but you're towards the top. Next week, I will definitely talk about TV2 Live. TV2 Live, we've been, you know, kind of watching each other's streams as well, and that should be the next one you do follow. I will put that link on before next week's show, because, again, give that channel a support as well. They're supportive of me, I'm supportive of them. That's basically the whole idea around this part of Grow Left. The contribution part is, if you have money to contribute and you've already become a patron and you've already supported the show that way and you have more money burning holes in your pockets, you can go ahead and support the blanking on the on that growleft.liberaldan.com. However, this part of it costs nothing, but it'll help all of us elevate each other up to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube specifically and beyond. And while, you know, they don't need it, I'm unlikely to be including in any of this channels like the Young Turks, simply because of the fact that they're, like, I was watching one of their stuff yesterday, one of their shows yesterday, and they were talking about how they, you know, their dislike of Christian conservatism and how they're trying to use government to force their religious beliefs on others. And I agree with them on that point. But somehow the conversation became, you know, we don't like what the conservative Republicans are doing, and it's all the Democrats' fault. So if you're more obsessed, if you're more, you know, if your focus is more tearing down other people who are to the left of center and or beyond, or more left, than you are fighting the Republicans, then you're not helping. You're only aiding the Republicans in doing that. It's like when Anna Kasparian or whoever just focuses on, you know, oh, Joe Biden's senile, like the whole Republican talking about him being senile. Now, I saw him on his book tour right before he ran. There was no senility there. He was sharp as a tack. And yeah, he stutters. And unfortunately, too many people take that stutter as being a sign of something else. So if your channel is, if you have a channel or if someone has a channel that's going to be more focused on infighting with, you know, other people who on the left, other people who are leftist, liberals, progressives, even centrists, if you're more worried about those people than you are about the harm that the Republican Party is doing and that other conservatives are doing, then you're not helping, and I'm not going to support you. But as long as you're helping all of us grow, and as long as you're helping fight the fight that's needed to be fought right now, which is against the right, then I'm going to be supportive of you, and I'm going to try and support you as many ways as possible. Let's see, Robert Reynolds. Do Liberal Dan fans have a name like House Sparks fans or Sparklers? May I suggest hashtag Dandies? I haven't quite settled on something. I think it might be something that just grows generically. Like maybe if enough people start calling themselves something, then maybe that might fit. I don't know. I don't know if it becomes organically, or maybe I'll just have a eureka. Dandies isn't necessarily rubbing me the right way, if for lack of a better word. I don't know. I don't know if that, I don't know how I feel about that. I'll have to think on that a little bit. So, but we do have a caller, probably a very special caller. Hold on to your hat, Aaron. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from? Hello? Are you listening? And are you muted? I don't know. Yosh, is that you? I don't hear you if it is.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, there you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Yeah.
Testing. Sibilance. 1, 2, sibilance. So,
This is the most nervous show. How are you feeling?
I am feeling good. How are you feeling tonight, my little bro?
Man, I'm all right, bro. Look, you said some stuff I'm going to disagree with, but we're going to save that for later.
That's fine. Look, I mildly
disagree with, though, but only mildly.
If I have criticized Joe Biden on the show personally when he does something that I think is bad, wrong, or when I've disagreed with him and I've voiced my opinion. But I think, like, the vast majority of the issues that we should be fighting on together at the moment, especially, are the Republicans and the conservatives. At some point, we can talk about stuff, you know, like, you know, moving everything left, and I think we do need to move everything left, and we can talk about, you know, what we can do to, you know, I guess my ideal at some point eventually might very well be where the Democratic Party is the only party it becomes the right party, and then maybe like the Green Party or something else becomes the left party, and then we still have two parties that are, you know, supportive of things like, you know, equal rights, and, you know, the only thing
right,
we have
absolutely.
To do is debate the minutiae of everything. But not
right.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately,
I used to like Cent Younger. I used to like Cent Younger. I used to listen to him. I used to love the Young Turks. I used to watch them a lot. but they've gone the plaid, to use a baseball reference. In my opinion, I think there's a lot of they seem to be overly obsessed. And look, it's fine if they, I mean I don't know if it's fine if they want to do it. I think they're causing more harm than good, but
and see, that's where we disagree, because okay. I feel like you need to be more critical of your sibling than the opposition. You know what I'm saying? Because like if you are messing up, Big Brother Dan, I'm gonna get on your ass. All right. Now, I'm going to destroy the conservatives, the Republicans, so on and so forth. I have no love for them. You know what I'm saying? But what the Young Turks is doing, at least what I see about it, is like right now, way before the primary, they're getting out their grievances. It's like, all right, we need to push left now, because around primary time and after primary time, that's when you lockstep and you vote blue till it turns green.
Sure, so, and we can push left, but we can push left. I mean, that's why, like, in previous years, like 2020, 2018, I've had people blanking on it. I've had several people on my show who have been guests who ran in primaries against establishment Democrats because I felt like if we can run more progressive folks in safe blue districts, and that will have the result of pushing Congress to the left, and I like something that AOC did. But I think we can do that. We can fight the fight that push the party to the left without being destructive. Like, one of the things that Hal Sparks will point out is that one of the reasons that we were able to win Georgia, one of the reasons, there's many, several reasons why we won Georgia. One, black women voters in Georgia came out en masse and just said, look, we are not taking your crap anymore. Done. The other thing that happened was Donald Trump talked to him, but basically said, you can't trust elections, and therefore, and it caused his voters to not turn out. So we should be pushing everybody to turn out in the primaries, in my opinion, you know, without causing so much damage that it hurts us in the general election, if that makes sense.
That's true. And look, and I also understand having this critique and not having them and not promoting what the what is it called? Go left? Is that the
grow left?
The thing you were just talking about?
Yeah, grow left.
Okay, I was.
Yes.
I gotta say, not promoting them on grow left. They are big enough to where they probably don't need that.
Yeah, they don't need it. They don't need it at all.
They're still, you know, they're allies of convenience at worst, okay, because they're definitely still, like, he was still, Cenk Uygur was still promoting Joe Biden after the primaries, after Bernie Sanders dropped out. So, like I said, ally of convenience, more liberals, leftists, so on and so forth need to see that, because conservatives, you can do whatever you want to children, to, you know, murder immigrants, try and send pipe bombs to politicians, and you're still going to be supported by conservatives. Liberals, we have way higher purity sets, and we still need to come together so that we can bicker with each other after the actual enemy has been taken out.
Well, I mean, so Democrats, the common saying is, the common saying is Democrats or liberals fall in love, conservatives fall in line. So, like, I've had a lot of people, like the people calling me Republican Dan on Twitter, who are I guess somewhat to the left of me. I don't know. I guess my pragmatism makes me seem to be less left than maybe I am, because I'm willing to be pragmatic about the things despite my wanting things like Medicare for All and universal basic income or whatever. But the people who are like, well, I couldn't have Bernie, so I'm taking my ball and going home. You know, those, you know, the 10 to 12 percenters who in like that huge study that PBS did, you know, usually polling data has like 1,000 people. They polled like 50,000 people in this thing and like showed that there are people who flipped. You know, not just took his bomb, went home, but flimped and went Bernie to Trump because they want to see everything burn. And to me, that's just privilege. But look, again, I don't want to spend too much of my time.
And I feel
I don't want to spend too much of my time.
As I feel about, I feel the same way about them as I feel about the people that flipped from Barack Obama to John McCain way back when Obama was up against Hillary in the primary. I ain't worried about that. Like I said, that's, you know, 10 to 12%, you know what I'm saying? Not completely right. Disregard them, but, you know, those are not the type of people we're trying to reach to begin with, because those are the same Republicans I argue with every day on Facebook that sees politics as a spectator sport. You know, they're all about the Schadenfreude and whatnot.
They're like the people in Noisy Neighbors.
Like the, oh, God, oh, God.
Someone,
we have a whole show about that.
I mean, somebody referred to you as a rhino in West Bank Noisy Neighbors. Just like, there are people who are absolutely ridiculous.
A rhino.
Yeah,
as
you.
If I would ever in my life be anywhere close to conservative, they can kiss both cheeks of my natural black ass.
They shouldn't have even the pleasure.
You know what? I did say that as if it wasn't a bad thing, but hey.
Right, exactly. but no, we got the name of the person who I had, one of the people who I had several times on my podcast was Rebecca Parson out in Washington State. And she has challenged, you know, an establishment Democrat who is definitely more of a corporatist type person. And, you know, she has an open invitation to come back on the show whenever she wants to. I think she's gotten popular enough, I guess, that, you know, she has a little blue check mark on her Twitter. So, I mean, maybe she feels like she surpassed me. I don't know. But, you know, again, I wish
conservatives
that,
to kiss her natural black ass.
I mean, she doesn't have one, but you know, maybe her white ass.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but yeah, she.
You know what? She's got my permission to say it. She can say it.
There you go.
She could definitely.
All right, I'll let her know that Nimbus Yosh, the host of Mo, says you can say kiss my natural black ass. So there you go. Anyway. Now, Wes in the chat says I'm sort of a rhino, and, you know, I guess, but Wes also is a Liberal Dan Radio patron, so shouts out to Wes for supporting the show. So there you go.
You know, you can call yourself whatever you want once you're a Liberal Dan patron, but you can go ahead and do what you do.
Let's see, boom, 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 trying to see. I got some notifications on Twitter first before. No, nothing, just a bunch of retweets. That's good. Anywho, so the main topic of the show is, well, first and foremost, if you haven't listened to the other Liberal Dan Chopper City commercials, you know, I suggest you go, they're on YouTube. The next one will be on YouTube as well, but it's not quite there yet. If you're a Liberal Dan Radio patron or in the Voltron chat, you got to hear the commercial, but I want to go ahead and play the next installment of Chopper City now.
Well, doggy, Liberal Dan Chopper City is back with a brand new deal on Harley-Davidson's for you. In light of the FBI getting a search warrant to seize boxes of documents that Donald Trump had stored in Mar-a-Lago, Liberal Dan Chopper City is having a brand new special. Every chopper will come with a coupon for 12 pounds of butter, and that coupon will be emailed directly to you. We're calling it our Butter Email Special.
Liberal Dan Chopper City is a fictional establishment, and you should have voted for Hillary Clinton.
Ta-da. So as I've done with my every Liberal Dan Chopper City deal is going to come with 12 of something. So 12 pounds of butter seem to fit, especially, you know, butter emails. So there you go. Liberal Dan Chopper City. So again, the main topic of this show is the whole lock him up, i.e. Donald Trump, because, you know, there's so many things that the walls are closing in. On Donald Trump, and as the walls close in, the vociferousness of his supporters get louder and louder, and the apologia and the conspiracy theories or whatever. But let's just go ahead and play something that Donald Trump said years ago. Like, some of them was during his campaign and his debates against Hillary Clinton. And afterwards, this, I got this from a video that was only from 2017. So it's on MSNBC, played it. But here we go. It's a little montage of Donald Trump talking about pleading the Fifth.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth, so they're not prosecuted. When you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the Fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
Fifth Amendment. Bob, the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment.
Horrible. Horrible. He pleaded the Fifth, and that was the end. We never heard about him again. This is like Watergate, only it's worse. Because here, our foreign enemies were in a position to hack our most sensitive national security secrets.
Hack our most sensitive security secrets. Now, apparently, because of the, and I'm not calling it a raid on Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to try not to, at least, because it wasn't a raid. It was they used a search warrant to legally search the Mar-a-Lago establishment to find documents that he had kept that he wasn't supposed to have kept. And there was a law that was passed in 2018, signed by Donald Trump, that made the improper keeping or storage of sensitive data, like classified and our top secret data, now becomes a felony with a 5-year prison sentence possible. So I think, you know, and maybe I'm weird about this one, is that if, you know, he created the law specifically, that he should be held to it. I don't know. What do you think, Don?
I think he should have been in jail for a whole bunch I'm going to be real controversial here. I don't support the death penalty, except in cases of treason. Okay. And Donald Trump is quite treason. Him and Tom Cotton did some real egregious things, and they should have been under the jail long time ago. So, hey, they got Al Capone on tax evasion. If they get Donald Trump on, you know, stuffing a couple boxes in his safe next to his sticky 90s Playboy magazine, I ain't even mad. I ain't even going to be mad.
Jeff Curry in the chat goes, hours of questions and Trump answered one question, his name. Am I the only one surprised that he got that right? I am not. I am surprised that he got that right, too. It's shocking that I'm surprised he didn't plead the Fifth on that one. I'm not going to say who I am because that could incriminate me.
Mm-hmm. And God bless the United States.
God bless the United States and the oranges of the Covfefe.
I wish
Joe Biden would have done this one thing. When that Fox News guy started talking to him about taking a mental checkup, he should have just looked him in the face and go, person, woman, man, camera, TV, and said, how about that? Am I good now? And if he would have done that, it would have been a mic drop moment. And he missed an opportunity there, unfortunately. But, you know.
Oh, and just let me interject real quick. By the way, I'm black. You know what I'm saying? And
you are?
What happened to yes. Oh,
wait, hold on. Wait. Say it again. Say by the way. Just say it again.
By the way, I'm black.
There you go.
The scandalousness.
Yes.
But where I'm from, what they did to Mar-a-Lago, we call that a raid. Okay. You know, they may not have busted in, and the Secret Service agents hollered at the FBI agent family, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what? Go ahead. Come on in. The safe is back that way. But, yo, it was for us, it was a raid. And matter of fact, I think it's way more disrespectful to Donald Trump to call it a raid. You know what I'm saying? Because he should be treated like the criminal he is, and how we, as black people, marginalized people, whatnot, how we've been treated for the past at least 40 years. Oh, man, it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I know it was a legal, you know, search warrant, you know, everything's on the up and up type situation, but to me, it was a raid. Fuck Donald Trump.
I mean, and according to his own logic,
if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Exactly. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? And you know what? You know, often I'll say, you know, that, and I don't want to be hypocritical, but when it could, maybe the exception proves the rule. I'm not a big fan of perp walks, but don't hate the player, hate the game. So if they're still going to do perp walks, I can't wait to see the Donald Trump perp walk.
Look, hypocrisy is a conservative representative. I mean, I messed up my own group. Hypocrisy is a conservative prerequisite. And with all the yang that Trump was talking about with Obama's birth certificate, when he wasn't
right.
showing his tax returns and shit, you know what? He needs that. I would love, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of my people that will feel the same way. I would love for him to be treated the same way we have been treated. That would be mwah, molto bene. It would be beautiful.
Chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That would be nice.
I'd post a GIF if I could do that on Facebook, YouTube chat.
Right. Yeah, that's the one thing YouTube chat is missing, the memes. So we could do memes in our Discord, but you know, unless you're special, in order to join the Discord, you have to become a Liberal Dan Radio patron, at least at the moment. We'll see.
And you need to do that. Drop some money down.
Yeah. At least until we can get myself up to 1,000 subs, because that's my goal, trying to get to 1,000 subs by the end of next month. Because if I get that, I'll be at the hours, and I'll be able to actually monetize, and people can sub here, too, and send me super chats and all that other fun stuff. So.
Exactly.
Oh, Wes, what is Wes doing in the chat? Wes, are you being misbehaving? Wes, don't misbehave. Be nice. I'll say TV2 said Wes Webb. Wes Webb, my conservative patron, is misbehaving. So behave. Settle down now.
Man, Wes, don't make me pay attention to you. Don't make me get my belt. Like, for real. I will get up on you, and you don't want that.
I mean, some might want that, but not Wes.
So, Not in that way. Not in the fun.
Not in the same way. No, clearly not.
Not in the Aaron West way. By the way, shout out to Aaron West. How you feeling?
You're going to make poor Aaron melt. So, we love the liberal Dan Mod Squad. Aaron and Jolie, we love you both. Sorry. Wait, I got to play this one.
It is what it is.
Demonox is in the chat. He hasn't called in, but he was in the chat at some point. He did say liberal doesn't mean what it used to be. Liberal is neolib, which 80% Republican, which is when we were kids, liberal meant what progressive is now. Although, then they'll have the libertarians who be like, I'm a classical liberal, because way back in the day, classical liberal meant this, and that's what libertarians are now. And it's like, that's why I don't pay too much, you know, when people are like, you know, when you call somebody a liberal and they're like, I'm not a liberal, I'm a leftist. I'm like, you know what, you know, the difference between liberals and leftists to the extremist conservatives out there is inconsequential. Like, they're so far to the right that it's like the difference between, you know, New Orleans and Baton Rouge if you're looking at it from Mars. Like... Like that's.
I mean, I also say that I'm not a liberal. I'm a leftist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like
the whole insulting of it. Like, I'm insulted that you called me a liberal. It's more like I call myself a progressive, and I'm fine with being called Liberal Dan. So whatever. I've embraced it.
See, I say that to the K-Hive. You know what I'm saying? I say that to the people that, you know, is just basically shut up and vote. You know, take whatever crumbs that the DNC gives us. I'm going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Little brother radical members is kind of like that. Just saying.
Fair enough. Ken Otto is saying goodbye. Bye, Ken Otto. Thank you again for joining the show. Thank you for having me on your show on Sunday night. And again, Freedom Speech and You. You can find the link at liberalband.com on the page. Support these creators. And it's the bottom link at the moment at the bottom of the page. So... check out them. Kenneth Otto, yeah. Just go ahead and Andrea is also does that show as well. Andrea is one of Hal Sparks' mods, and she stops by the show regularly as well. She also does a good job of her and Kiki Streets on Hal's show will often plug my show for me in their chat, which I highly appreciate. And again, you know, Freedom Speech and You should have more followers, more subscribers on their channel as well. Let's help them get up there so they can work up their views, they can work up their subs, and they can help everybody get monetized.
Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Exactly. Teamwork makes the dream work. I've got bunches of clips. I did like work this week on the podcast. It's like I did the Chopper City bit. I did a Hypocrite of the Week. I did Words of Redneck Wisdom. I got to find the Hypocrite of the Week first. There we go. There it is. This week's Hypocrites of the Week are twice impeached former President Donald Trump and all of his apologists. Orange Julius had no problem with the FBI investigating his political opponent and chanting lock her up, but now that the tables are turned, it is supposedly an abuse of power. Suck it, Donnie boy. You reap what you sow. To see who next week's Hypocrite of the Week will be, tune in to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on Liberal Dan Radio on YouTube and blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan. So there you go. Donald Trump and basically everyone else who supports him are Hypocrites of the Week this week. So shockingly enough, I haven't seen anything from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about what went on in Mar-a-Lago. Maybe I missed it, but he's been amazingly silent.
No. I've seen that. Let me jump in. He ducked out. Apparently there was some flooding going on in the state or whatever, and somebody asked him about the whole situation in Mar-a-Lago. He was like, I'm just here to talk about the flood. I'm just here to talk about the flood. He punked out himself, and you know what? Smart move.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little bit more worried about Mitch McConnell than I am about Trump and DeSantis. You know what I'm saying? Because they are out there bombastic, you know, extremely polarizing. Mitch McConnell, the turtle, he likes to duck his head into the shell. And that's what he's doing right now. He is hiding from the scrutiny because when the fallout is over, he wants his hands clean. You know what? Okay. I almost respect that. He's a villainous son of a bastard, but hey, I at least respect that little bit of decorum.
Yeah, I mean, he was the Hypocrite of the Year last year, so I mean, there is that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was officially the Liberal Dan Radio Hypocrite of the Year. But yeah, he's
my respect doesn't mean that he isn't completely dangerous to America.
Right.
But yeah.
I'm frankly shocked. Oh, wait, Andrea's in the chat. Hey, Andrea, thank you for joining. Andrea's the other half of Freedom Speech and You. Link to and the support these creators link on liberaldan.com. So again, just wanted to give y'all shouts out for having me on, even though Andrea wasn't a part of the show last time because she had to do House Sparks things. So, and also hello, Julie, the first Liberal Dan Radio producer has also chimed in the chat. So shouts out to you for being the Liberal Dan Radio producer. So I love all my supporters. They're all of y'all are awesome. So
beautiful.
Yes. Let's see what you were saying. Oh, you said, hey, Kim. Okay. I was like, why are you saying Kim just by itself? And you just had a typo. Okay. Let's see what.
Just trying to holler at people, you know, make them feel special. They be talking to me and I be ignoring them.
I already know what it is. I already do what it do.
Mm-hmm. I already do it, baby. Speaking of deep.
Telling you, next April, we're doing it. I'm not saying what we're doing, but we're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Next April is on. It's absolutely on.
It's on like Donkey Kong. So,
mm-hmm.
Let's see. So shout out, thanks for hooking my man, Dana. Yes, thank you. Yes, Les, I agree with you. And Les, thank you for the five ciders. That was amazingly generous last week. I much appreciate you for that. So that might very well be the first. No, I think somebody else gave me. Well, so I think somebody Venmo'd me before the cruise. That was Aaron who Venmo'd me before the cruise, so I can have some spending money on the cruise. So, Aaron is super sweet. But all of y'all, again, who support the show, are super sweet as well. So,
you still need to give me some of that food, bro. Like food.
Yes. I'm telling you, I want to go. There's a place. There's that sushi place in Metairie. That is like the all you can eat, but it's not a buffet. They just bring it to you. We need to go there. So.
Absolutely. Lady Yosh, did you hear that? We're going to get some sushi. She's not paying attention.
Oh, well. That happens. My wife does that to me all the time. Doesn't pay attention to what I say. As I was saying, I think the other week I was talking about when we were evacuated for Ida, and because we were in my mom's house and I wanted to not be as – I didn't want to be a nuisance. I didn't want my voice to carry and be very – and be very loud and wake anybody up or keep anybody up. I didn't know how voice or sound traveled through the vents. I had to do a very low key type of Liberal Dan radio. And she was in the room with me when I would be doing my show. And it took about 15 minutes every time I did the show. And she knocked out because I just put her to sleep with, I guess, the subtle dulcet tones of the NPR version of Liberal Dan radio.
The smooth sounds of Liberal Dan Radio.
Aaron says, I love sushi. Well, if you get your ass down here, Aaron, we're going to go to sushi all together. So there you go.
Yep. It's going to be a group thing.
Yes. It's going to be a group thing. Absolutely. Oh, where's the other bit? I guess I should go ahead and play the other bit while I'm at it, because it's the longer bit, but it's the I finally listened to enough of the Jeff Carrere show that's local in New Orleans for, I finally listened to it for long enough to be able to get a Words of Redneck Wisdom this week. You know, you want to know how long was long enough to listen to it to get a Words of Redneck Wisdom? 15 minutes. I listened 15 minutes. I'm like, boom, there you go. This is this week's one. Very easy. Let's see. Kimchi says no sushi or fish at all. Is that an allergy, Kimchi, or just don't like it? Yeah, Demonox, you need to come down too. Well, there was a movie that Demonox wanted to come down to see, and I don't remember what the movie was. Like, he was like, I want to come to New Orleans to do that. Let's see. Hold on. I got a text message. I keep my text messages low. Just to make sure it doesn't bother me during the show. But apparently I've been told I need to check my Venmo. So hold on, let's go check that. While I'm talking about that, also go to yotta.liberaldan.com, yotta.liberaldan.com, and you can save money and put money away and get stuff for free as well. That's usually in my commercials, but I haven't gone to commercials yet.
You play the lottery without playing the lottery. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's federally insured. Now, you're very lucky. Everyone joins your YADA. Like, how many people have you gotten to sign up for your YADA, for Yosh's YADA?
Because I hustled. I was hustling for that spot. And I only got 10. Well, actually, I got
only 10. I have none. I have zero.
I have actually about 17, but they banks was tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I hustled. I was hustling. I was begging. I don't beg nothing for nobody. You know what I'm saying? I was begging people to join y'all, mainly because you're not spending money. You are saving money. It is a savings account where you don't even have to play the lottery no more. Like, I mostly quit the lottery. The only time I play the lottery now is when it's like over 500 million, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I used to play the lottery every week. I used to spend at least $8 to $16 every week playing the lottery. And I used to even spend more than that when I first started playing the lottery. But I used to spend $8 to $16 every week playing the lottery. Now I take that money, put it in my YADA account, you know what I'm saying? And we get more tickets. Matter of fact, tell them about the Percy Power Pool. You can pool your tickets too.
Yeah.
Man.
The Percy Power Pool allows you to join tickets together. And so let's say I put in two tickets and Yosh puts in two tickets and somebody else gets, and we'll get to how tickets work in a second. But if we all put in the tickets into the pool, and if we hit a prize, we split the prize. So there you go. And so basically how YADA works, let me put the link down there.
I'm not gonna push mine because I already got plans set. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna help you.
Right. I'm still a lowly bronze. There you go.
Man,
there's That's the link in the chat. You can also go to yotta.liberaldan.com and be able to get that as well. Basically, what happens for every $25 you put into your Yotta savings account, you get a free entry into their weekly drawing. And they pull numbers every week. And if you match all seven, you share in the $10 million pool. Otherwise, you get less. I think I've won money every week for the last month between all my tickets. And then they have bonuses. Like they have you can have it to where you can get a credit card and a debit card, and both of the debit card and the credit card pull from your available balance. You can put some of that money into a crypto balance that I think gives you 20 tickets per every, or one ticket for every 20. And if you refer, if you use my signup link at yotta.liberaldan.com, you get, I think there's a 200 free tickets. I think it might be doubled this week, but you get bonus tickets on your first contribution of $25.
Double tickets.
Double tickets.
And y'all got $25 lying around. Check your couch.
Yeah. And you just, put money away for a rainy day. And that's how I basically have done it. Now I have spent some money from it. And here's the other thing. Have you used your debit or credit card yet?
Yes, I have actually. Yes,
okay.
I have.
The first time I used the debit card, I was feeling lazy. I was at a concert. It was a free concert, and I was feeling lazy. And I said, "Hey Thomas, if you want those French fries that you're looking at, just take this card, go tap it when they tell you to pay, or insert it, or whatever." And then you can get your fries and I'm fine. I'll pay like whatever, $11 or whatever the ridiculous price for the fries were. Came back and I looked at my Yotta account and I saw charge for French fries. And then I saw a credit for the same French fries. And I was like, what? I won free French fries. So that's another thing that Yotta does. It's part of it. If you use your credit or debit card and you have a chance of getting whatever you purchased for free, be it, you know, a $5 prize or $500 cost, you get the free things. And even if you don't get the thing for free, you also get free tickets based on what you purchase as well. So
yep,
there's all sorts of different ways.
You get one temporary ticket. And there's people that had their rent paid doing that. They paid their rent with a Yotta card. And Yotta was like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and bless you. So
yeah, so that's the thing. Like, this is what I do, because I also have a SoFi account too. So what I'll do is I try and get as much credits that I can from my SoFi account. So I put like 250 every paycheck into my SoFi account, and then I take $50 out of my SoFi account every Thursday and plug that into my Yotta to grow that balance. And then like occasionally, like I've hooked up my Cider Club that when I buy cider, my monthly Cider Club membership will now get charged to that card, and then if I happen to win, I get that for free. And if I don't, I get more tickets. So there you go.
You're diversifying your portfolio, baby.
Yes. I would quote Chappelle, but I can't quote Chappelle because
yeah.
Wu-Tang Financial.
Not the N-word.
You got to diversify your bonds. I'll cut it at that. So, yeah. But yeah, like 135 of my tickets are in play this week. Two of my tickets are in pool play, meaning that two of my tickets are in the Percy podcast pool. So let's see. Last week I got 55 cents, which is not a lot, but it's money that I wouldn't have having it in my Sophie account. Previous weeks I've won, I think I won $10 one week is the most I've won. And even if you don't win anything, you also get a savings bonus, which is basically just interest. So there's all different ways that they're trying to pay you. So.
And because the interest has raised, I believe, like at first, I think it was like 0.2% APY. I'm pretty sure that's gone up because of inflation. You know, all my savings accounts, the base APY has gone up. So you're actually getting more money back in your savings by, you know, messing around with savings accounts right now. And Yotta, in my opinion, is the best one. Back when,
yeah,
you know, inflation was low, I was still making way vastly more money with Yotta than I was with my other savings accounts. Now is the time.
Yeah. So anyway, and look, as I said, you know, don't put all your money in it if you don't want to, you know, but it's FDIC insured. So it's safe. to put your money in. And there's I could go into there's a whole math thing as about how the lottery thing works and why they can do it. I don't know the entire thing, but there's an explanation as to why it works. Like, there's a general idea of how you can do this sort of thing and how it's legitimate, and it's not in any way, you know, some sort of trying to fleece you. Again, FDIC insured. It's a literal bank. So
you ain't losing money.
All right, you ain't losing money unless you spend it. Unless you go spend it. But yeah, every mm-hmm. all my bonuses with it. But again, I do want to give another shout out to Leslie. Thank you again for Venmoing me the money too. You're totally awesome for that. You're great. I appreciate you muchly. I didn't know if I had went back and said that once I finally loaded the thing in, but yes, Leslie, very generous for Venmoing me. If you also want to Venmo me, you can do so. Should make this image bigger now that I don't need to be as small as anymore. On the page on the screen, or just Liberal Dan at Venmo as well. So I guess if you don't trust banks at all and you keep all your money under your mattress, maybe at that point you might not be interested in Yada. But I'll also give you a shout out, just like I give my supporters a shout out on the podcast for buying me a cider or donating to Patreon or giving me a Venmo. If you sign up for Yada, just $25, I'll give you a shout out there too. And it's your money. It's not money going to me. It's your money. But it's also getting me bonuses when other people get referred. So I was going to talk more about Yada, and I was going to, even though Yada is not MLM or network marketing or anything, I was going to talk about Yada because it's a legitimate way to get money by referring people, you know, and that's, you know, just kind of like Amazon affiliate marketing is another way where it's like I'll give my link to what microphone I use, and I'll say, okay, if you buy my microphone from Amazon via my link, I get a couple pennies or something. I get a little shekels from it. So, you know, all of those sorts of things, you know, making money by referring other people is a reasonable thing to do. And this one is, you're just getting more extra tickets for helping people save their own money in a new, different way.
Me, I'm the type of person, I'm afraid, I'm scared. I don't want to touch an MLM for any reason whatsoever, which is I hustled mm-hmm. like I was working in an MLM to get people to sign up with my link because people don't want to part with their money. You know what I'm saying? And some of it sounds shady on the outside, but again, you don't spend money. I'm not going to ask you to spend money, you know, unless I'm doing my podcast and, you know, I'm doing my Patreon affiliate links and all that shit. But Yada is not spending money, and I'm not going
to save
you
money.
Matter of fact, you know, so with some people, I gave them $25. Just open the account, use my name. You know what I'm
saying? I had a bonus like that too. I had an offer like that where I could just give somebody $25 and if they matched it, it was like a big ticket thing, but nobody took advantage of that either because I'm a horrible salesman apparently.
That's how we gonna get your weight up. Ain't no thing.
See, Wes, you said you marked it. Is there some way to give you credit? If you just have to go to that link that I gave, as long as you use the code Liberal Dan when you're signing up, or if you just go to yada.liberaldan.com and that'll automatically do it to you. It's easier on the phone as well instead of your computer.
Right. Don't you have a keyword there?
Like, yeah, it's Liberal Dan.
I'm not going to say mine, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you type it in and it's like, you know, hey, who sent you or whatever, they'll give you a chance to put down Liberal Dan.
Right. If for some reason it's not showing that you're signing up under Liberal Dan, use Liberal Dan. One word. There you go. So, because I try and keep everything either Liberal Dan or Liberal Dan Radio. Unlike with Nerdy Dan, nerdydan.com, everything is nerdydan.com, which I guess is smarter, but I don't know, I kind of want to do. You know what's bugging me about Liberal Dan, about that? There's a Twitter account that's Liberal Dan. The last time that person used that Twitter account was like 2008 or 2009. And Twitter used to get rid of, like, would delete accounts that were not active for years. Like, if you weren't active for 5 years, they would delete your account, and you could then snatch up that username because it became available. They have yet to delete that Liberal Dan account, and it's bugging me because I should be able to be Liberal Dan.
Man, same with Nimbus. Nimbus hasn't used their account since before I even joined Twitter.
Same.
And they tweeted like 3 times at Nimbus. I'm very upset by that, even though I don't use Twitter anymore.
Yeah, well, that's because of toxic people. But
that's because of toxic people. That's the show. That's another
yes.
show. I should do it like a series of shows on that. But that's neither Oof. Here nor there. Get yada.com/liberaldan or yada.com/liberaldan, I think.
Look at that.
The link is. Say the link.
Aaron bought me a cider and said, hi, Yosh. So she gave me money to say hi to you. So there you go. Love you, Aaron. You're
hey,
awesome.
Look, like I said, we go get your weight up, baby. We're going to get your weight. Hi, Aaron. How you doing, little mama?
So, Devin, I need somebody to help fix my website. I don't even have a yada. I'll fix your website for you. I mean, depending on what technology you're using, I'm more than happy to fix your website. And, like, if y'all need websites, I'm more than happy to work that out with y'all too as well and just put you up on, you know, on my host because I have unlimited storage on my host. We just got to pay for the freaking URL or the you know domain. So if you want to do percypodcast.com or whatever and just post it on my stuff and I'll help
admin it for y'all. I'm not going to say what my domain name is because somebody's going to snatch it up. So
right.
I'm just going to keep quiet, you know what I'm saying? And I got a couple names I'm thinking about. But as soon as I say what I want it to be, somebody's going to buy it and try
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nope.
I might have to do it and just grab it all up and then charge you like $1,000. Domain
exactly.
squatting.
And I'm going to laugh at you because you're going to buy that domain name and you're just going to lose money on it.
Exactly. No, I ain't going to do that. I wouldn't do that to you, my brother. Let's
exactly.
see. Have y'all seen the Texas Paul video talking about Dick Cheney? I have not seen that yet.
I have. I think it's the one I'm thinking of. The Darth Vader one?
I don't know. Is it the Darth Vader one?
That's what they're talking
Jeff?
About.
Jeff? I don't know.
He mentions it. I'm not going to spoil it. Go watch it.
So Les says, I need help learning how to stream like a podcast type of stream, Les, or are you trying to do like gaming type of stream? Because I could probably help you with both. That's the other thing. The other thing I want to do is we just have gone completely off the whole lock 'em up thing. But the thing, and that happens all the time because the conversation flows organically. But one thing I want to do is I want to get like a regular group of people who will – Because I'm slowly, I think, merging the two, like nerdydan.com and liberaldan.com. I think I'm going to basically say that nerdydan.com is another Liberal Dan project or whatever. And just I'll talk more politics whilst I'm gaming. But I want to be able to make sure that I can, like every time I go live on Twitch, that I can have at least, you know, 5 viewers or more. Because if I can get that, I can reach affiliate on Twitch too. And then people can sub to me with their Amazon accounts for free because that's available and that's awesome. Well, it's not giving Jeff Bezos any more money. It's just you get one free sub every month for one free subscription with your Amazon Prime account. So if you have Amazon Prime already, you can do that. And what I tell now, if y'all have it now, go give it to these other people. Like, go give it to Hal, because I've given mine to Hal before. But somebody was nice enough, i.e. Aaron, to pay for my sub to Hal's on Twitch. So I used mine to sub to somebody else this month. So thank you, Aaron, again, for your awesomeness.
I used mine for the first time ever because they were giving away the new Smash Brothers clone with it, Multiverse. They were giving away multiverses. I'm like, you know what? I've never used my Prime sub ever. I'm going to go ahead and give it to them. After that, I'm going to start spreading that around.
Yep. Spread the wealth. That's what we need to do.
Exactly.
So let's see. What else? I never actually got to the words of Redneck Wisdom. So I guess now's a good time, better time than ever to get to it. So it's not that long, but here we go.
It shall be.
And now, words of redneck wisdom, brought to you by Liberal Dan Radio.
Communists have it already down to a T. last election. The reason they raided Trump's house and all this is because people are realizing everything he said was going to happen if he wasn't reelected has happened. And that's why some of these people are waking up. But I don't think that unless you get rid of the machines, then you can have a different. Then I have faith. But as long as the machines are there, it's going to be nothing but what the communists want. And it's sad because I never knew that you could go back multiple years on people's tax returns. Yeah, honesty doesn't work in the underworld. See, the warrant, the real warrant reads political hit job, terminate. That's what the warrant says on there. You know, and it's sad because the people don't understand that. The underworld never, ever speaks honesty, and they always deny when they accuse. That's the underworld.
And this concludes Words of Redneck Wisdom, brought to you by Liberal Den Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.
Yeah, so this guy, this is my normal one that I usually pull for Words of Redneck Wisdom. This is another guy from Pearl River, Mississippi, who I think used to be on drugs and sounds like maybe sometimes he still is. I don't know, maybe just they just did too much damage to his brain. I don't know. And he's very religious. He comes every show he comes on and there's at least 2 minutes of him praising the Lord. And look, if following your faith, following a faith enabled you to get off your addictions, hey, more power to you. I'm happy for you. Just don't push that crap on anyone else because I don't use government to push your religious beliefs on me. Because again, that you shouldn't be doing that. You know, I agree. To go back to Anna Kasparian, I agree with her rant, the one that they talked about, the one where she went viral on when she was like, I don't care about your faith. I agree with that rant. Yeah, I don't care about what your religion is. I was raised Jewish. I'm a bad Jew. I eat bacon. I married a Catholic. But, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, our kids are cashews. So I'm surprised I haven't told that to you yet.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, so there you go. Our kids are cashews, half Catholic, half Jew. Where was I going? Yeah, Jews, even the most orthodox of Jewish people, will not try and force you to not eat bacon. They just don't want to eat bacon themselves. They don't push their religious beliefs on you. It's how it works. So why other religions can't be the same way? Whatever. I mean, I understand that there's an evangelical part of Christianity that does not exist in Judaism, which is why I reject the whole concept of, quote, Judeo-Christian, because it's not a thing. There's too many differences between the two religions, despite the fact that Christianity is supposedly based on Judaism. But it's more like a retcon or fan fiction sometimes, if you will.
Oh, man. For years I've compared religion, especially Muslim, Jewish, Christian, so on and so forth. I've always compared that to Marvel and DC and Marvel, Disney and Marvel, Fox, and all the subsects and whatnot. They argue almost exactly the same way. So,
and how Shazam was Captain Marvel and then Captain Marvel is Captain Marvel. And then, but they're two different things now. And,
Oh man. All that. All of that, especially.
Hold on, I've got to play this one again. Come on, play it.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. But yeah, my kids are, I went to go, Thomas, my oldest son, he just usually doesn't like DC. I was like, hey, you want to go see the Wonder Woman movie? He's like, I don't like DC. I'm like, what? Well, I like Marvel, but I like Superman and Batman too. Come on, give me a break. And I don't like DC. But we saw, I showed him the preview for Black Adam with The Rock. And I was like, you want to go see that? He was like, maybe. So that may be his end of the DC universe, is to him for him to watch the Black Adam movie that's coming out. So
see, this is what I would do if I was uncle to Thomas. You know what I'm saying?
If you were white,
comic book movie.
If you were white,
uncle to Thomas.
Okay, the two is very important in that sentence. Yes.
And I just caught what you were talking about. If I was uncle to your baby.
Right.
Oh God. Clarence Thomas. If I was if I was his uncle, you know what I'm saying,
right.
I'd be taking him to see a comic book movie. I ain't gonna tell him if it's Marvel, DC, Image, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We gonna go see a comic book movie. And that's it.
Right.
Because I mean, they're very similar, I assume. You know, I can't really tell much of a difference between the first Wonder Woman and the first Ms. Marvel. I don't they're all superhumans beating up on each other.
Right.
That's kind of how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? Now, Superman was a goddamn travesty, and I'm still salty about that, but,
Which one?
Man of Steel.
Okay. The one with Henry Cavill?
The very first one. Yeah.
So you're going to have words with my wife, because my wife, like, drools over Henry Cavill, so.
just because he's fine doesn't mean that the movie was good.
Right. And he's a big old nerd too. He does. Right. He builds his own gaming computers. He plays WoW. He goes on. He almost missed his Superman, and I think he almost missed his Superman. Not interview, but what's the word I'm looking for? Audition, because he was on a WoW raid. He plays Warhammer 40K and paints his own miniatures. Like, I mean, he's big old nerd, and like. But a lot of us, the rest of us nerds, are like, okay, he's the hot one. There you go. Let's just, you know, I'm fine. It is what it is.
I've seen some movies with some fine fillies that just block. Catwoman. Come on now. Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah, the Halle Berry one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I don't even think I saw that one because I heard it was so bad.
You could be fine. It's not horrible. You know what I'm saying? It kind of feels like, you know, one of those paint-by-number corporate situations where you have like, it's a female superhero. We've got to have the whole storyline be about makeup. And we got to have all kinds of fashion, whatever. It's pandering, you know what I'm saying? But it's not horrible, I don't think.
I liked Ms. Marvel, the one on Disney Plus?
Right.
Did you watch that, right?
I've watched the first episode of that, and then I had to move, so I haven't really gotten down with the rest of that. I need to.
It got better. It got better.
I want to give it a way fair shot.
Yeah. I think it got much better storyline-wise beyond the first. The first episode was kind of like, hey, this is a teenage show. Then it got better.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's what I'm hoping, because it did seem like some Lizzie McGuire bullshit.
But
you know,
the
and I don't hate that. If you're down for that, you're down for that. But it didn't really feel like for me. But I still want to give it way more of a chance.
And there's a big shocker at the end. If you haven't been spoiled on that already, unfortunately, I got spoiled on the end, and I was like, God damn it!
And now this is a big shocker. I'm gonna have to binge watch it.
But then my youngest one watched it with me. That's the other thing. Even though my oldest likes Marvel, he won't watch. He hasn't watched some of the shows with me either. So I'm like, I think Disney Plus Marvel show he watched with me was What If, and that's not even canon. That was really good, but it's not even canon. Even though they took some of the stuff from What If and put it in the movies, but
isn't that like kind of like side canon? Like the stories itself takes place in different universes or whatever, but the Watcher is canon. The Watcher himself is canon, but the other universes, that's like side universe or whatever. It's weird, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Now that they got the multiverse, anything can be canon,
and it's just canon in another part of the multiverse. So
exactly, and Marvel was way smart for doing that.
Yep.
They could just do anything, and it's like, you know what? It's canon. Maybe it's not canon. Who cares? Buy our merchandise.
Right. It's canon in 616. It's not canon. It's not canon in 616, but it's canon in some other universe. So 616 being ours.
313. Right.
Yeah.
Or 350. I think it's 357. I mean, the universe has confused me. That's why I actually don't read the comics. But
yeah.
I do watch the movies, and I kind of take reference off that.
Let's see. Are we having a cookout in chat?
A cookout in chat? Hold on. We're having a cookout in chat? Wait a minute.
That's something salt and pepper. Seconded chicken. I heard first West, the first barbecue contest ever entered. Baby back ribs against pros. I took third. All right. That's good.
Wait a minute.
Bacon is the key to the gates of heaven. I agree with that.
Y'all down bad for that. I'll make some hamburger helper after this podcast.
Because I got to catch up with some of the chat. Let's see, Les. I also love the grow left idea. You mentioned just having a team of people and you just sort of always have someone streaming, but we could work together and create them. Yeah, that is also as well. Let's see. I don't trust anyone that don't eat bacon or wild mushrooms. Well, I'm sorry, Jeff. I don't eat wild mushrooms. I'm not a mushroom.
You trust me neither because I refuse.
I'm enough of a fun guy as it is. I don't need any more. So that's my
joke. You're not about to have me talking to random bears and aliens and watching the walls melt because I ate a random mushroom. You can kiss my ass.
Well, either. Well, let's see. All mushrooms are edible. Not all mushrooms are edible twice. So,
you can say that about almost anything, though.
Pretty much. But yeah, even the regular normal ones that don't get you all high and psychedelic or whatever, I just don't. Like, I think the only other thing I've eaten that had mushroom in it that I was fine with was in a pate. Like, there was some sort of pate that I got from Imperfect Foods that sounded good. Didn't realize it had mushrooms in it. It was fine. It tasted good, and it didn't have a mushroomy taste. So I was like, okay, I just ate mushrooms, and I was fine with it. But otherwise, I'm not going to purposely get mushrooms by themselves. I'd rather another side dish, if you will.
Man, Wendy's has a bacon cheddar melt that has mushrooms on it. It's one of the only times I'll look for something with mushrooms in it. It's delicious. It's absolutely awesome. You should try that out next time they have it.
See, I just rather the Baconator. Wendy's is one of those places. Wendy's is one of those places to me like Taco Bell. Like, I like Nacho Bel Grande at Taco Bell, and that's almost about it. Like, every time Taco Bell tries something new, I hate it. Like, I try it out of trying to give it the benefit of the doubt, and then I hate it. And then I just, like, why did I just get, like, a Nachos Bel Grande and maybe one of their tacos or a taco or something? Aaron, I got Wendy's for dinner, and they messed up my order. That's a cue for me to bring up my Wendy's story. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've told you my Wendy's story, but I don't know if I've even told it on my podcast, but... If I ever did a stand-up bit, if I ever did stand-up comedy, this is how I would end my show, is my Wendy's story. So with my last girlfriend, we had gone to the Wendy's. And if you live in New Orleans area, it's the Wendy's in Metairie, like right by Orleans Parish, right on Veterans. And I've had other people tell me that they're terrible too. So we got a whole big order of food for me and my ex, or my girlfriend at the time. And the burgers were cold, the buns were soggy, the fries were nasty, and there was no sour cream for the sour cream and chive baked potato. So I called up and I complained about all that. They're like, we have the receipt for the order. We're going to put it up on the board. And the next time you come in, we'll replace your entire order. I'm like, okay, fair enough. So I go like 2 days later and I'm like, hey, I have the order on the board. Can you please remake that whole thing for me and everything? I get home. Now, all the food is fresh. Like, the burger was like, looked like one of those burgers out of the commercial. And, like, the fries were nice. And, you know, Wendy's fries used to go cold quickly. The fries were fine. But there was still no sour cream for the sour cream and chive baked potato. So I called up and complained again. They're like, we're very sorry for the inconvenience. And we didn't have any sour cream at home either. So it's not just like, oh, well, she had to have a dry-ass potato. So I call up and I complain again. They're like, well, we'll replace your whole order again. And they really didn't have to do that. I just would want the new potato or whatever. But fine, if they want to give me free food, I'm not going to say no. So I go back and I get to the window when they're giving me my food. And I'm like, excuse me, can I have a couple of extra sour creams for my sour cream and chive baked potato? And the woman at the drive is like, sure, baby, here you go. She gives me a handful of sour creams, like six sour creams. I put them in the bag. I'm driving home. I'm all proud of myself that I outsmarted them. I get home, no potato. I tried to outsmart them. They outdumbed me. That's why I learned that you always check the bag. If you don't trust them, check the bag.
Man, I'd be pissed.
I gave up on that Wendy's at that point.
Potatoes too? Oh, bro.
I just gave up on that location. I never went back to that location. I'm like, I'm done. No more. But yeah, if I ever had if I ever put together like a stand-up set and became popular doing stand-up and I made an album, the title of the album would just be No Potato, and that would be it.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
I can't do it, but yeah, man, I'd be so heated.
I just gave up.
Maximum heated.
Like, for a while, it was just like, hey, I'm letting my Jewishness hang out. I want to get what I paid for. You know, I guess I get my, let my inner Karen out before Karen being a Karen was, I guess, a thing, you know, by talking to the manager. But, you know, I just, at that point, I was just like, you know what? It's not worth it anymore. They're not getting any more of my being a customer. And I'm sure they're not going to replace it again. So.
And I mean, just about every fast food place down Claiborne is almost exactly like that. Something's going to be missing, and they're going to be pissed off at you for coming back and complaining about it. So I know exactly which Wendy's you talk about on Metairie. The one on Claiborne, just as bad. They'd be messing up all the goddamn. There's times where I've gone to the Wendy's on Claiborne, and it's a crapshoot. What form of payment that they accept. You know, some of those, oh, we can't accept cash. We don't accept cash. am I supposed to barter with some chickens or some bullshit? What the fuck? So it's always a crapshoot with them.
There was a Taco Bell in Williams in Kenner, and I went one time and I got my food, and she gave me my cup. And I swear my cup was like a quarter full. And I was like, Can I have some more, please? And she's like, oh, okay. And she fills it up, and it's like now halfway now. I'm like, really? And she's like, oh, you wanted to fill it all the way? I'm like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? See, this is exactly why I believe we should be paying our fast food workers a lot more. It's a hard job to do. You know what I'm saying? And when you pay
and they
them
might care more.
They're going to care more.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the employers, are going to be a lot more discerning about who they hire, because
right.
if they got to pay them $20, $25 an hour, then they're going to make sure they get the best employees they can possible, and that job becomes competitive. You can hire
yep.
anybody off the street for $7.25, but if you got to pay them a livable wage, oh yeah, you got to make sure you're doing your job. And if I was getting paid a livable wage for whatever I do, I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to keep that job.
And Teresa in chat says, my husband is a sour cream lover for baked potatoes and tacos. I don't like sour cream by itself. Like, I'll mix it in, like, dips and stuff. I'm not a sour cream fan sour cream by itself. My wife does, but, you know, and at the time, my ex did. But, yeah, I'm fighting for the sour cream. I don't even like stuff. Somebody else brought up Popeyes and a problem with Popeyes. I had a friend who went to a Popeyes here, and he goes in and he orders the Popeyes, and he's like, I want a box of mixed chicken, like I think a 20-piece box of mixed chicken. And he goes, mm-hmm. but I don't want legs. Just give me the thighs instead of the legs. And so the person goes, nothing but thighs? He's like, no. I want 20 piece of mixed chicken. I don't want any legs. Just give me thighs instead of the legs. Person's like, nothing but thighs. He's like, no. Okay. When you're going to make your box of chicken, you're going to grab some of the chicken breasts, put them in the box. Then you're going to grab some chicken wings, put them in the box. Then you're going to grab some chicken thighs and put them in the box. And then when you get to wanting to put the legs in the box, just put more thighs in the box. They're like, okay. They got back, nothing but thighs in the box. For some reason, they couldn't handle that.
Oh, my.
Now, I've had good experiences. Like, there used to be a Taco Bell on Tulane's campus, and you could use your meal plan to get Taco Bell. And so I would be in line at Taco Bell. And then by the time I got to the front, I never even had to say what I wanted. My food was already on the tray because they knew what I wanted. So it was just, boom, we know it. Like, we have it. And there you go.
That's because they were more than likely college students working there.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. They were not college students.
No, really?
They were old. They were definitely older. One of them also worked at the Burger King. And whenever I went to the Burger King, she'd recognize me there too. So maybe, I don't know, maybe just thought I was cute. I don't know. But I was much thinner back then. Yeah, you know. But it was before the goatee too. I looked really young without my goatee. I still look really weird.
You have a baby face.
I do.
And that
like,
always
I've
jars me when you call me little brother Nimbus because you look younger than me sometimes.
Well, I mean, the only reason I call you my little brother is because you call me big brother Dan. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't have ever started a pod. Well, I probably would have, but you were one of the motivating factors for me to start a podcast and for me to jump on your podcast right now and for me to start my podcast again in the next coming week. I still got to work out with my boss about my schedule or whatever. But once I get that figured out and once we get my life out of these boxes, oh, yeah, Percy Podcast coming back. I'll let you boy.
Nice. One other food story I had was, like, we used to, in Baltimore, we would do Popeyes. And and Popeyes in Baltimore is never, outside of New Orleans, Popeyes is never good, as good as it is. But it was still decent. You know, Popeyes down here is a whole different experience, but it was still decent. And the reason we would go all the time is because they had onion rings. You know, the onion rings back then were freshly made and were amazing. But there are three different Popeyes that we would go to, and sometimes usually we'd get it at night, and there was one in the bad neighborhood. We wouldn't go to that one all the time because, there's, you know, at night it wasn't a good idea to drive to that one. But the other one would always get the order wrong. Like, we asked for 2 3-piece meals, and we would always get 2 2-piece meals, and we'd always complain, and we'd always say, are you sure you got the 2 3-piece meals? I'm like, yeah, we get home, it's 2 2-piece meals. But we kept on going back because of the onion rings. And then we went to the one, it was during the day, so we went to the one in the bad neighborhood. It was in a mall. So we went to the one by the mall, and we come home, and we ordered 2 3-piece dinners, and we opened the bag, we got 3 3-piece dinners. I'm like, all right, they messed it up in our favor. But, again, not going to go there at night because it was a very bad one. So Aaron goes, Popeyes is not very good here. Again, so we're going to have to give, when Aaron comes down, or anybody in chat comes down, but when Aaron comes down and we have the cookout and we have the pool party and we're going to have, and we go to get sushi, we're going to have to go get Popeyes too.
Yep. And CNA seafood. That's my go-to as well. Aaron, we're sending you back about 50 pounds heavy. Because you're going to have all the food.
All the food.
You're sampling everything.
Honestly, there is better chicken than Popeyes right by my house. It's just you can't go on the weekends because they're only open Tuesday through Friday. Bizarre. It's called Chubby's.
You are liable to find any type of food at all in this area. So when you come down, your mouth is going to love us. Just saying.
But yeah, the weird thing is like, I was so bizarre. It was so bizarre. The whole concept behind Popeye's onion rings, because they used to make them fresh and they would be wonderful and delicious and nothing was better. And then they changed to pre-made frozen crap. And I asked, well, why did you change to the pre-made frozen crap? And they're like, well, because we used to run out and people get upset that they ran out. I'm like, well, I'm upset you don't have the old stuff that you used to have. So it's like their solution.
I thought it was because they got bought out by Burger King.
Nah, it was... I don't know if it was that or not, but that's the excuse that one manager told me. But there was like then one in Belchase that still had the fresh ones, and they were serving them for a while. Then one day I ordered them and I came back and I knew it was the frozen ones. And I was like, y'all changed the frozen? They're like, yeah, corporate made us switch away and we can no longer make the fresh ones anymore. I'm like, that's freaking ridiculous.
That's so, capitalism for you, baby.
That's yep. The capitalism is always making the wrong choice. What's the what? How do we make people not angry that we choice. That they can't get onion rings? We just get rid of the onion rings because that's the thing. They switched to the frozen ones, and now they don't even have onion rings. Why? Because no one wants the frozen onion rings because they're garbage. So, oh, that's cute. Aaron says I never had crawdads. If you come in crawfish season, we'll make
crawdads.
We'll make you some crawfish when you come down here if you come in crawfish season. But yeah, I guess
no
there's
dad.
That.
I'm not trying to have no daddies in my mouth. Just saying.
Oh my! I think there is that movie that came out that Reese Witherspoon did, and I think it's based on a story from like North Carolina or something, like where the crawdads live or something. Apparently, the movie was really good, and the title of the movie has crawdads in it because I guess. Out here. Oh no, it's not crayfish neither. Crayfish is what you call it when you're up in like Ohio. And I remember they were complaining about the quote crayfish up in Ohio because apparently somebody brought them up north and they were being invasive and they were destroying the fishing area or something. And I was like, yeah, we'll come up there and we'll take care of them for you. We'll boil them up and you'll like it.
Look, all you got to do is teach them how to buy some Zatarain seasoning. Some Zatarain, yeah. Some Slap Your Mama. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to take care of that crawfish problem real quick.
I think we have to do Louisiana simply because of the fact that, or one of the other ones, because Zatarain is not gluten-free, and my wife has celiac, so we can't do Zatarain. But, you know.
They don't have
it's still good.
Zatarain. Wait, what was the other Tony Sachery's? I think that one doesn't have gluten.
I'm not sure. It's hard. You know, it's just, you have to, because even if it doesn't say it on the label, sometimes they're still made in plants with wheat. And wheat is sometimes in weird things. Like there's vanilla ice cream that has wheat in it. And I'm like, why? It doesn't make any sense.
That's a good question. I mean, you know, Skittles is made out of bones. So anything's possible.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Aaron just retracted her statement, but her statement was, "I'm going to go to see Demonox because he won't make fun of my Northeast or my New England sayings or whatever, however she worded it." But she threatened to go to New England.
I want to go to New England just for those accents. I love an exotic accent, especially if it's a domestic exotic accent. I want to go up there just for that.
The Bassett accent is an exotic accent. Mm. That exotic was more of a Wisconsin than a Boston.
Getting my car so we can go to
getting that Bassett accent is wicked hard.
Quality.
What's it, the old JFK saying? I did not have sex with that woman because she is easy, but because I am hard. Sorry.
Oh, geez.
That's another thing. I'm from Maryland, so they're bringing up Old Bay seasoning. I love me some Old Bay. And that's the one thing that I'll differ. Like, I like a crawfish boil. I like shrimp boil. But steam me some crabs. Don't boil the crabs. Steam me some crabs and put some Old Bay on it. And the Old Bay is delicious. I have an announcement. Yes.
I have tried Old Bay for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Mazel tov.
It's pretty good. I feel like Old Bay is way better on seafood.
Yeah.
Because I use McCormick seasonal on everything. But now that I've tried Old Bay, I use Old Bay on, you know, seafood fish dishes. And it's delicious. Y'all doing right up there. Good job, white folks. Good job.
No, but the one thing, I had a coworker of mine when I worked at Baptist Hospital before the storm, and like she was like, "You like smoked salmon, right?" I'm like, "Is the Pope Catholic?" And she was like, "Yeah, okay. Well, I want to bring you some smoked salmon, and because we're gonna have a bunch made, and we're gonna have too much to eat." So she brings me some and I have it and I put a little taste in my mouth and I'm sitting there and I'm eating it. And I'm like, something in this tastes really familiar, but I can't place it off the top of my head. And she's like, well, I went to the store and I was looking through the spices area and they had this thing called Old Bay. And I was like, they have Old Bay here now? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, delicious. So I was very, very happy. So y'all going to make me call in and ask you to pronounce town names I type in chat. Well, you can just type it in chat and I'll pronounce them for you, Demonox. I mean, you don't have to call in to do it. I mean, unless you want to tell us the correct way to pronounce them. Worcester. Oh,
man, I should.
Aaron, that one's Worcester, isn't it? Worcester.
Hold on. Matter of fact, let me look it up because I don't know how to spell it. You know what street name I'm about to type in, though.
Chapatulis?
Yeah, you just said it.
Sorry, my bad.
You just said it. Well, now I'm going to type it so y'all can see this word and be like, hey, wait a minute.
Demon, I put up another one. Let's see, Demon, before I answer that one, was I right on Worcester? Oh, Andrea has to go chase down a puppy. Let's see. I was mostly right on Worcester. Okay. I would say most people would probably pronounce that Medford, but I would say Medford. But if I was up there, but maybe I'm wrong about Medford or whatever it is.
Man, they just took a bunch of letters and just threw it.
Medfa. Oh, no even Ferd. No Fed, just Medfa. All right.
Oh, no, not Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
See, there's this one that I'm putting in chat, which drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. Because,
I love the discourse behind this name. I love it.
Because, see, if you're watching a Mardi Gras parade or you're on the Steamboat Natchez, and they're playing that musical instrument. The musical instrument that's spelled that way is called a calliope. But if you're driving on the street, it's freaking calliope.
Yep.
That drives me nuts. Drives me nuts.
I go by what the natives call it. If you live on the street, you call it what you want. Especially how bad the crime was there for like years and decades. Yeah, it's
right.
Calliope. I ain't going to mess with you. You ain't about to shoot me in the face over pronunciation.
Is there anybody actually lives on Calliope?
I've never lived on Calliope.
I don't know if there's an address that's on Calliope, that's literally Calliope. But when my dad came down from a wedding, I was like, look, all right, you're going to get off this street. You're going to get off the expressway, and you're going to get on this street. Now, the street's spelled Calliope, and you're going to want to call it Calliope, but if you ever have to talk to anybody about it, it's Calliope. Don't ask me why. So.
Oh, here's another one.
Oh, you're going to type it out. Don't want to tell me first. Because.
You see it?
I see it, but I haven't heard any different pronunciation than the standard one for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I've only heard Magnolia.
Uh-huh. There's two other pronunciations. There's Magnolia and the Noia. They don't even pronounce like the whole first three letters. You can say, where you from? From that Noia. Oh, okay. I know where you're from.
How about this one? Take a second to
stop off of that. Matter of fact, I just passed that street yesterday. Still don't know how to pronounce that.
Terpsichore, but it's like some people be like Terpsichore.
Oh, okay.
But I think correctly it's Terpsichore. Well, there's also the one that it's Burgundy, but it's Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that spelled right?
Okay. Now this one I don't know how to pronounce either. I have to turn on this street to go to work.
I'm sorry. I spelled it wrong. It's at. That's the street name.
That's Charters.
That's Charters, but it should be Chartres because it's French. It should be Chartres.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Chartres. That's the French pronunciation of it. Yes.
Now, what is this?
Deminox is pronounced damn he fine.
Wow. Now, what's that V word?
The V word?
The V word I just typed there.
Oh, Vukare?
Vukare. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, people will say Vukare.
It was like, what's a Vayukari? What is that?
I want to go to that Vayukari. There was one time I was working at Pat O'Brien's in the restaurant side, and they had a catfish or a trout manure or manier. Sorry, it's manier. So I'm getting ahead of myself in the story. And the person's like, I want some of that trout manure. Would that go good with a merlot? So, yeah.
A merlot.
A merlot, yes. Man, we've gone way off topic. We're having fun with Liberal Dan. We're not even talking about Trump and his ridiculousness and the fact that, you know, where's that freaking thing? Come back to the whole thing. You know, there's the whole the House Minority Leader McCarthy with his threats against AG. The AG, you know, there's the whole idea of where, you know, Trump has the warrant. They have a copy of the warrant. So why not show the warrant and let everybody see what the warrant is? But if the warrant says that it's just classified information, or if you can't share it because it mentions classified information, then either way, he's guilty. So we did discuss the fact that Trump signed the legislation making that what he is alleged to have done a felony with 5 years of prison time. But yeah, I asked it on Twitter. I asked it on Twitter. I was like, look, did House Minority Leader McCarthy, did he threaten or is he obstructing justice by threatening to hold hearings over what AG Garland is doing with the investigation into Trump and what he's done in the various things that they're investigating him for? And of course, one of the conservative folks, Johnny Walker Dredd, who I've done some conversations with about the whole Rittenhouse thing. He was like, well, I don't think it is. I'm like, well, how can you not? Here's the definition of obstruction for justice under federal code. How is it not obstruction of justice if he's basically announcing that he's going to investigate you for doing what your job is?
And another thing that's been killing me, it's like they're all crying about, oh, they didn't let us know that they were going to come to the compound and search the area. When has law enforcement ever announced that they are going to come to your house with a warrant? Everybody has seen Law and Order. Everybody has seen cops and robbers.
They
don't do that. That's not how it works.
Sometimes if they're not afraid that if they think the person is going to be cooperative and they think the person is not going to try and hide anything, they will offer up a subpoena and say, we want these documents. And then the people who are cooperating or probably through their attorneys will hand over the documents that are being asked for without doing anything like that's obstruction. That is also obstructive of justice, like flushing them. You know, or burning them in a fireplace or whatever. But
heard from NPR earlier, they gave Trump a whole year to turn over those documents, and he did not comply. So they just walked up and took it themselves.
Right. If you're not complying, they're gonna get a warrant. They're gonna serve you the warrant, and then they're gonna search your place and search everywhere reasonable where that might be, including a safe that he complied. They ruined my safe. I have a beautiful safe. It's the best safe ever. And they broke my safe. I had a whole bunch of penthouses with pages stuck together in that safe, but they took it. They broke it anyway.
Women up in that grandma's now.
But yeah.
Hot grandma up in that safe.
It's ridiculous. And then like every one of them is just like, you know, they've all, except for, weirdly enough, McConnell, They're all just like, this is a travesty. This has never happened. We've never had a president. Well, you've never had a president who took the papers like he wasn't supposed to. That's why this has never happened.
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah,
this is unprecedented. He's the first one to be so stupid about it. So why are you crying about it? And then look, pay attention, because I've seen this kind of before, but they're so lockstep and arms locked together. They're all going to say America's turning into a third world country, like Nicaragua,
right,
or Venezuela, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're hammering home third world country. You're going to see in West Bank noisy neighbors. Noisy neighbors, where they cry about me kicking out all the conservatives. West Bank,
yeah,
noisy neighbors. You're going to have people up in there, and they're going to start, you know, regurgitating third world country, third world country, third. The Republicans are damn good with those key words to brainwash people. I don't know if they learn from the FBI or whatever, but they are great with that. And I'm going to hear third world country every day, 15 times a day for the next couple months because of that.
My wife just sent me a screenshot of a tweet, which was that the FBI was doing an unboxing video. Now, see,
oh, man, I can't wait.
One of the other things that, like, I saw, like, it was a great tweet. It was like, the fact that proves that Donald Trump was unfit for office is that he tried to flush paper documents down a toilet in a building that has, like, 23 fireplaces. Like, why wouldn't you burn the shit? It doesn't.
Because Trump is dumb. They
keep
talking about how Joe Biden is like is senile, and you know his mind is deteriorating. Donald Trump used to stare at the fucking sun during the eclipse. He's stupid.
Wes Webb goes, They brought in a safe cracker. He didn't hurt a thing. I'm about to say, there's no cracker that's safe in the Trump family.
Wow. That's not my people.
Somebody said something about so much for Blue Lives Matter. And that's the thing. You know, it's never Blue Lives Matter. Blue lives only matter to them when those so-called blue lives are harassing, harming, or murdering black people. That's the only time where you have to back
the
blue.
When the blue lives is working for them, they're all about that. You know what I'm saying? But
that's the only time they back the blue.
Say, hold on, you breaking the law too? Come here.
Right.
They flip the switch.
Trying to enforce the law that Trump signed on Trump, but now blue lives, now they want to defund the police. Now they want to defund law enforcement. You know,
they
want
to defund the FBI. Yep.
You know, they shoot terrorist Barbie as she's trying to break through a broken window and a locked door in front of a crowd of people chanting that they want to hang Mike Pence. And all of a sudden, oh, she was murdered. You know, it no longer becomes
a hero.
Well, maybe she shouldn't have been doing what she was doing. Maybe if she would have complied with police instructions, she wouldn't have been shot. You know, that they don't tell that about her terrorist ass dying, her treasonous ass. They love her. I mean, even though, I don't know, they just love, or they, I guess, loved her, or they love what they thought she was. The 28 fireplaces in the White House. Yeah, that's true. 28 fireplaces also in the White House. Plenty of places to burn things in the places that he lives. So.
He didn't have to write it down with a Sharpie in the first place. He just typed it in his phone and then erased it with the press of a button. He didn't have to clog the toilet. The dude is fucking stupid. He's straight up stupid. Like, he's stupid on a human level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I talk about Mitch McConnell being, you know, stupid and idiot and asshole, whatever. But Trump is stupid on like a second grade level, on a little brother level, on a don't put that in your mouth level.
Right.
The dude is ridiculous. And I just don't understand how people don't see that and still got the nerve to fix their mouth to talk about Joe Biden. Now,
Here's why they don't get it. It's because Donald Trump, as he said, loves the poorly educated. And because he loves the poorly educated, you know, those people are just dumber than him. So to them, he looks smart. He looks smart to them. But to us, no. to anybody watching it in the Liberal Day and Radio chat room here on YouTube, Donald Trump looks like a complete moron. But to his MAGA folks, the ones that walk, I mean, when they walk around with hats that have 45 on them, they're not necessarily supporting Donald Trump. They're just telling you what their IQ is.
Right.
So, Demodox,
but it's true.
Yeah. Demodox, my safe has the same combination as my luggage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't want us using the raspberry, or what is it? Yeah, my arm is vanishing with the logic of the fake green screen. Only one man would dare use the raspberry. Shunk, Lone Star. I guess I just aged myself
I'm
too.
I'm not going into Demonox's face. He's a Saints Row fan. He might have a dildo bat. I'm not trying to holler at him for that.
Well, there's a new Saints Row coming out, right? Back to the gaming. There's a new Saints Row coming out, I think. I think I saw Demonox's tweet where he was trying to pretend to be a snowflake gamer who can't handle wokeness in games or whatever.
Oh, God. That's definitely a topic I could talk about. The whole, if it's not a
toxic
white man,
gaming
oh
culture.
My God, it's woke gaming.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They ruined Star Trek by making it woke, about the same Star Trek that tackled racism, you know, in the 60s.
Shout out to All Trek on Facebook, because they swear to God that Starfleet is a conservative organization. And they just don't understand socialism at all whatsoever.
Well, I think, are you also in the group Star Trek shitposting?
Yes.
And then, but they had they created a new group. It was like Star Trek shit posting, but without the communist mods or whatever, or the communist admins.
Exactly.
Like yeah, Starfleet is post scarcity space communism.
Right.
I mean,
exact same with the Orville.
Right, and the Orville actually handles it. Like, you know, Picard had his one line in First Contact where he talked about how money is not the driving force of anything, but Orville in one of their more recent episodes handled the explanation of
episode.
Yeah, well, I don't want to necessarily spoil the whole thing, but they basically talked mm-hmm. or they had the conversation about why you need to be in the right place to be able to handle such technology, like having a replicator and thus being able to make anything you want, therefore needing nothing because you can make anything out of thin air, pretty much. So
they sat her down and talked to her like a child, as if Seth MacFarlane was sitting down society and talking to us like a child, just like Spike Lee used to do with his movies.
And look, I'm not going to begrudge the people. Like, I don't feel like I have the place to necessarily begrudge the people who have their complaints about Orville and about some of the storylines, but personally, I happen to think the storyline of the child that goes through some changes over the course of the 3-episode arc that they deal with it with, like, I thought it was brilliant. But I'm not going to tell other people that they're not supposed to feel something differently about it because they have a different life experience than me. Again, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but if you haven't watched it, or go watch The Orville if you haven't watched The Orville. Because there are some episodes where it was like that first episode with the child, it was like a mix between Data's Day and Star Trek The Next Generation and was it Data's Day? No, it was Measure of a Man. Measure of a Man and one of the other ones. And they twist it on its head and it's like, wow. Like they make it, he does a really good job of making you think. And you wouldn't think the creator of Family Guy would do a very good job of making you think.
Somebody, just like I wrote on Facebook, somebody said that the Orville was Star Trek, and Seth MacFarlane took that personally. And he made a whole season of very special episodes. A very special episode of Family Matters, Steve Urkel buys a gun. You know, that type of shit?
He made a
whole season of that.
Well, I've had two very special episodes of Liberal Day and Radio. There was the one where I talk about my life as a fat person, and there's one where I talk about my living as a Jewish person. So those are my two very special episodes that I've done. I don't know if I can find a third to do. If I can, I will. But And Jolie and Aaron are both like, I haven't started the Orville yet. No Orville spoilers yet. Clearly, I'm not. Orville is not old enough where I feel like I'm comfortable spoiling it, even the first season, because there are people who might have slept on it who need to go watch it. Just like I finally started watching the other day, was it yesterday or the day before? I finally started watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, even though it's four seasons and done, I think, and maybe a movie or something. But I finally started watching. I'm like, if I'm going to use the meme of Titus going you, me, same all the time, I probably at least have to get to the episode where he does that.
I feel you. And basically, it's not spoilers if it's in the trailer. And
that's also true, too.
Is in the trailer.
You can but see, I don't really see Orville trailers, though, because they really don't show, like, the next week on Orville, like, because you're watching it on Hulu or whatever. So
I get it all the time looking at my Google timeline. So yeah, I've made sure that, like, every trailer that they have, I've seen.
Oh, Patty Wacka saying, thanks for the stream. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it. To Trucker John, spoiler alerts are forever. I don't know. I think there's a time where you can start talking about things and you don't have to worry about. Like, I used to have somebody who is no longer a friend of mine on Facebook because he had a very anarchistic view of spoilers, where he doesn't. It's like, it's your job to not see it instead of it being our job to not spoil it for you. But he's someone, I think he blocked you a long time ago. But he decided to remain friends with our mutual ex-friend. And so actually, calling him a friend is not accurate. Terrell.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Terrell. But anyway.
Oh!
Yeah!
The other Uncle Thomas. That cowardly motherfucker. Man, fuck that dude.
See, I'm telling you. I see he made a choice to continue hanging out with you-know-who, and I was like, if you're going to be that buddy-buddy with him, I'm not going to be that buddy-buddy with you, because you made your choice, and that I don't begrudge you for it, but there you go. It is what it is. Wait, sorry, I can't take Donald's line from him. Hold on.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald.
Yeah, he's a contrarian dickhole. Fuck that dude.
I'll work very hard. I'll typically work very hard to avoid spoilers. Like, if like a movie's coming out and I'm gonna see it on Friday, I'll just won't look at Facebook on Thursday just because I don't want anybody to spoil it for me. Like, who saw it Thursday? I had to go see, I think it was Winter Soldier. I think it was Captain America Winter Soldier, because the events of Captain America Winter Soldier played directly into that episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it's like, I can't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Monday if I don't watch Winter Soldier over the weekend. So I need to watch Winter Soldier now so I can watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and not be spoiled by what goes on. And they showed scenes from it. Scene from the movie in the show, and I'm like, well, goddamn, that's some really, you know, tight stuff. Did you watch the entirety of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or?
Actually, and it's funny that you say that. Me and Lady Yosh actually stopped watching it. I think right before one of the Thor movies, because we didn't see Thor and we didn't want to spoil Thor, and then we just fell directly off after that.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything from Thor spoiled it, but not, at least not beyond the first one. I mean, Coulson's in the first Thor, so yeah. Jeff Curry, does anyone care if I cuss? It's okay. I mean, I've cussed once or twice. Yo's just cussed once or twice. So if you want to cuss once or twice, I'm not going to hold it against you. Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to watch my mouth, but yeah, we're all adults here, hopefully.
Trucker John goes, you can talk spoilers. I just think I'll oftentimes, like, if I'm talking about, like, Spaceballs, for example, I'll often jokingly be like, spoiler alert, you know, right before I talk about Spaceballs. But I have a feeling if you haven't seen Spaceballs yet and you're like over 18, like, that maybe that's your choice and you've chosen to not see it because it's there. And, you know, but I guess if I could start.
If the movie is going to fall asleep because they become cultural touchstones.
like what's that movie with Rosebud? Citizen Kane.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Citizen Kane. Kane, but I know that whole movie.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen Citizen Kane either. I know the spoiler. I know who what Rosebud was. You know, nobody has to say spoiler alert about Citizen Kane, at least about what Rosebud was. Now let me tell you,
Star Wars Episode 5. You know,
yeah.
we all know Vader is Luke's father. We all know that. You know, big twist ending.
Spoiler now I like when fathers will record the kids who hadn't seen it yet watching that scene, and they'll be like, "Oh, I can't believe it." And I love the bit of trivia.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Like, they'll have videos of that. They'll show people, like, showing their kids that for the first time and they're doing reaction videos, and the kids will be like, "Oh, like, I can't believe it."
I saw that before. And they're just, like, flipping the fuck out. It's hilarious. We've known it for decades, you know what I'm saying?
But right.
Seeing people watch it for the first time with, you know, fresh new eyes and not spoiled by society, it's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, see, when I grew up, here's the weird thing with me. Like, you know, clearly, you know, I was not young enough to even be able to watch Star Wars as a baby because I was a baby. And so, but it was probably out, like, or either on some sort of form of TV or some sort of VHS or some other form of thing where I was able to watch it. Or whatever, but then, like, I think when I saw the movies, I saw Empire Strikes Back last, just because of how old I was when the movies came out. So I already kind of knew, so I didn't get that big shocking reveal. But I think one of the fun trivia about that is that I think when the guy behind the mask, was it Prowse, David Prowse, when he would recite the lines, like, as he would speak the lines, and then James Earl Jones dubbed him in later. But Prowse recited his line that he recited it. He said, like, he says, "Obi-Wan didn't tell you the truth about your father." And he's like, "He told me enough. He told me you killed him." And I think David Prowse's line was, "No, Obi-Wan killed your father." And then, no. And so at the time, Luke didn't know, or Mark Hamill didn't know. And a bunch of other, there's a lot of people who didn't know that it was Luke. That it was Darth Vader that says, "I am your father." A lot of people didn't know that until they actually saw it in the movies, even people working on the movie, which is kind of neat.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I heard it a while back, and it was just like, and there's another thing. If you look it up on YouTube, watch like the scenes, like when Darth Vader initially enters the ship where Leia is, and like he's like giving instructions, like find those plans or whatever, but I want them alive or whatever. Like whatever he says in that scene, I'm not remembering the exact lines off the top of my head, although I can cite most of Star Wars, whatever. But they have the video available where you can see David Prowse saying those words instead of hearing the dub of James Earl Jones, and it sounds like Dark Helmet. It sounds so much like Dark Helmet. You get a new appreciation for what Rick Moranis did in Spaceballs. It's great. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, watch that.
I heard they were doing a sequel to Spaceballs a while back.
Supposedly,
I don't know.
They had a cartoon for a while, which had, I think, most of the original cast, but supposedly they're supposed to be doing a Spaceballs 2, you know, search for more money or whatever, but I don't know what's become of it.
Oh, man.
Despite the original teasing of a sequel, Spaceballs 2, it still hasn't happened. I don't know. We've been waiting for it. But he says,
man,
you know.
What were we talking about again? We were talking about, like, Trump and Mar-a-Lago and shit.
Yeah, Trump and Mar-a-Lago and Trump and him pleading the Fifth in New York with his with his civil case about I guess his corporation or his taxes or whatever, and he just, you know, and it was one of the hearings that one of the other, like, I think, I forget which one it was. I don't know if it was Stone or one of the other ones that was like, and they just kept on saying, instead of saying, I plead the fifth, instead of like at the hearing when they were showing the tape of him pleading the fifth, he would just go fifth, fifth, fifth. And all I could hear or see is Dave Chappelle's skit where he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth, like sitting there in the middle of Congress.
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth, 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 fifth. Like, yeah, hilarious.
Like I said, I am ecstatic that they are treating him the way they've been treating us. It's just a little tape. It's just a little tape. His head isn't on the hood of a cop car yet. And if that happened, like, I'm quitting my job. Like, I'm going out into the streets naked in my boxer shorts, and I'm dancing. I'm doing the same dance from The Wiz when, you know, the Wicked Witch got melted or whatever, and everybody started singing Brand New Day. I am dancing my behind on. Absolutely. Nice. Because it's,
when you first said From The Wiz, I was like, the only thing that came to my head was Ease On Down the Road. So.
Mm-hmm.
Ease on down the road.
Black people has had that video saved and ready to launch as soon as Donald Trump goes to jail. We all do. Ask your black friends. We got that video ready. Well, excuse me, ask your older black friends. Because the younger black people, they don't know about that.
Maybe I should make a Wonderful World parody if he ever does go to jail. Just do a Louis Armstrong.
I might sing on it. And I don't sing. I might sing on it.
Like, Donald Trump's in jail. He's got no bail.
Mm-hmm. I'm saving my voice because, yeah, like, I'm going to go hoarse when Donald Trump.
What a wonderful world. No.
I'm not even going to do it.
Let me tell you. Like, I've done that in front of lots of several, like, smaller karaoke audiences, but this was the largest karaoke. That was the largest karaoke audience that I'd ever sung my version, or my doing Louis Armstrong singing Wonderful World on that cruise ship. And the room was like probably at least 70-80% of the people just participating in karaoke were black people. And I was just sitting there like, I know what this response is going to be, and it's going to be epic because they're not ready for this, and they're going to be shook, and they're going to just cheer. And because they're not going to, and I wanted, when I went up on stage, I wanted to pick up the microphone and be like, y'all ready for this? And to be like, nah, y'all ain't ready for this yet. And then have the music start singing as going, and then me start, and then have them do what they did. But I'm like halfway on stage and they start playing the violin at the beginning. And I'm like, damn it, I can't do what I did. So just picked it up when it starts singing. And yet the entire audience is just, and just, yeah, like, It was so good. Like I replay that like over and over just because I love hearing the cheer I got.
That sounds cathartic. And that's going to be the type of cheering you're going to get if Donald Trump ever gets locked up.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine the flavor of conservative tears?
The conservative tears will be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd because usually they don't cook with any seasoning.
Exactly. Oh, there's going to be some flavor in them tears. God damn it. It's going to be like Old Bay Antony Thatcher's at the same time.
Oh, let me tell you about some BS that happened today, since we're all over the place in today's show. So what we do is I drop my kids off in the morning because I don't want to force my kids to wake up so early that they have to catch the bus. Now, my youngest one can have a bus. My oldest one, they want to stick him on the RTA. They want to stick him on a public bus if he does busing. And we're like, no, we're not sticking my son on the RTA going across the damn river. You know, my 13-year-old son is not getting down the RTA going across the river on a bus. So I dropped my oldest one off and my wife picks him up. So, but on the afternoons, we'll have Henry take, my youngest one, take the bus to a place closer to where we live. And then, cause he's on the West Bank still on his school, and and his grandma will go pick him up. So his grandma's sitting there waiting to pick him up. All of a sudden I get a call from his school today. Mr. Zimmerman, today was an early dismissal. Somebody didn't pick him up. I'm like, he was supposed to go on the bus. They're like, was he? Yes, he was supposed to go on the bus. He was on the bus last year. He's on the bus this year. We filled out all the information. They didn't put him on the damn bus. So I called my mother-in-law. I'm like, you can go home now because they didn't put him on the damn bus. And then I had to go to school and be like, listen, what the hell? So, because she was like, I can go to school for you. I'm like, nope, you're not going to school for me. They need to see my disappointment in them in my face. I need to set some records straight with this one, even though they were apologetic because they did admit that it was their mistake. But still, I was just like, how could you not put my child on the bus? You dumb MFers.
I would be terrified.
Like, here's the thing. Like, the schools, like, it, they're different campuses of the same school. Like, they have three different campuses. So, but, like, the education that they get at the school is good for the most part. Like, there's one teacher that was bad that we had one year. But the education is a good education. Their administration sucks. And it's just, we're always just frustrated as hell with them, especially during the pandemic when we had to do things from home. But it's answer, never go full charter. To paraphrase from Tropic Thunder, never go full charter because it is a bad idea. You can, I don't have a problem with if you want to have some charter schools and give some options to people if they want to take advantage of them, but never go full charter because we don't have school choice. We have a lottery. You know, you have, and the parents who know what they're doing might have an advantage. And then you have parents who have to work all the time and don't have the time to deal with the lottery who get stuck sending their kids from like Algiers to New Orleans East, you know, because that makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
It's terrible. It's horrible.
And that's why we both left.
That's right.
So we can get West rid Webb. Of all that.
Right. West Webb. Tears are all the same, right? I don't think so. I think the more bitter the person are, the sweeter the tears.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
evil the person in.
Yes. Bitter, evil, whatever a level of the higher emotion level is in the upset they are is the more. Especially if they're just learning a good lesson that they haven't learned. Although I guess assuming that any of them can actually learn a lesson is probably being a little bit giving. So, yes, show Reset, Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, that's right. Support the show. Go to patreon.com/liberaldan or patreon.liberaldan.com or go to Liberal Dan and click the Buy Me a Cider button or click the link that Jolie just shared in the chat to buy me a coffee or buy me a cider. You can also contribute to the Venmo, Liberal Dan and Venmo, or just scan the QR code. But most importantly, the most important thing to do is, if you haven't subscribed to the channel already, please subscribe to the channel and share some videos with your friends. Good set of videos to share are the Liberal Dan's Chopper City. There'll be three after this, shortly after the show is up, and I'll probably be making more as fun and hilarity ensues with Donald Trump and his walls closing in. So
let me get some of that butter myself.
Yes. So I always have to make sure to say Liberal Dan Chopper City is a fictional establishment because I don't want anybody coming at me and be like, where's my chopper? Like, this is a parody. Shut up. don't think that I'm actually selling you motorcycles. So
I specifically wanted that extra butter, and I ain't got it. Chopper City.
Well, because the whole thing started off with Sturgis. Like, I guess I should play the first one. If anybody hadn't heard the first one, I have the first one ready to go. I have all of them ready to go, but here's the first one.
Weird dog down here in Liberal Dan's Chopper City. We got some steals on Harley Davidson's today. Turns out holding service wasn't that bright of an idea. But while festival goers pass away, we're passing on the savings to you. All our Harleys come freshly sanitized for your riding comfort. And while supplies last, we're throwing in some antibacterial gel and a 12-pack of 2-ply, just in case the stores run out again. So come on down to Liberal Band Chopper City and get you a hog today.
Liberal Band Chopper City is a fictional establishment, and we don't know what the death toll of Sturgis will be. So, yeah. So, oh, boy, I'm getting the porn bots. I must be making it now if the porn bots are coming into the chat. So,
what the hell?
Yeah. Love chat, XYZ. Haha. Best adult dating. I call shenanigans. I think they have to prove that they're the best adult dating site, not just simply claim it, because I don't believe them.
Does anybody ever even click those buttons, Brad? Like who is their target demographic?
You wouldn't think that they would know that any of us are that dirty. We haven't talked about that many dirty things. I mean, I haven't brought up the idea of having the Sex with Liberal Dan podcast, where I bring on like some experts in sexual topics, and we do a late night show and talk about those things.
Your sexual sociologist friend in the show.
Yes. Yes. You have other people also as well that I have in mind, but yes, he would be one of the people that I would want to have on the show as well. Let's see. Do we really need pay porn when free porn is all over the internet? I mean, I guess you could pay for it if you want to. I mean, there are people who are making it rich still on OnlyFans. So I guess,
when it comes to porn, yes, there's a whole bunch of free porn out there, but there is some quality gourmet artisan smut out there that you should definitely throw your money at. You know, and if you don't throw your money at porn, they're going to stop making porn. Porn is porn because porn is lucrative. And
right.
If you don't give them money, they're not going to make any more of it. And it's not the same like a lot of people might think.
Right. West goes something about getting what you pay for. That's probably true. Did you know that Elon Musk's sister created this site or website or app or whatever called Passion Flicks? And it's basically taking a whole bunch of smutty books and turning them into movies. So that's what Elon Musk's sister has done. And apparently, according to my wife, it's a good channel. And I don't think Elon Musk is involved with it at all. It's just, she just happens to be Elon Musk's sister.
Ah, okay.
So
it sounds awful. It sounds like some Skinamax bullshit.
I think you might see a little more on Skinamax, but less than you would see on like Pornhub.
That makes sense, I guess.
Chucker John, is a dating site porn? I mean, it can be, I guess, depending on what type of pictures they allow. I'm sure that Love Chat.
If they're resorting to spam bots and saying it's either porn or it's one of those scams where you log in, you know, you start interacting with someone, and then as soon as you're about to meet, they're probably like, oh, well, you know, my grandma died, you know, and they ghost you. And there's been sites that's been sued for doing that honeypot fishing nonsense.
Honeypot or whatever.
If you haven't heard of it, learning about it from a random-ass political podcast, it's not somewhere you want to go. Let's just be real.
But hey, I don't know if I've gotten one of those yet. So maybe I got it once, but I mean, to get 5 in a row, I mean, I must be hitting some of the numbers in order to get the bots going, hey, this is an active show. Let's go ahead. And although I don't think I even have as many likes or as many views or as many viewers this show as I've had other shows, even without Hal coming on. So I don't know.
And y'all need to like the stream. I think there's only like 6 likes right now.
It's different. On mine, it shows 41 likes. So 41 likes with 20 concurrent viewers. So I think everybody has liked so far. Although there's been 87 total views. Sometimes on the app, it doesn't update. If you're watching on the app, I don't know if you're watching on your computer or whatever. Oh, 42 likes now. Yeah, somebody else. Yeah, so sometimes I'll be sitting there and I'll only show there. Like, yeah, I'll have to refresh the screen or whatever. And once I refresh the chat, it then shows the new levels. So
there we go. Okay, that makes more sense.
But yeah, then there's the second Liberal Dan Chopper City.
Woo, doggy! Liberal Dan Chopper City is back, and we had such a large surplus of choppers after 2 years of sturgis during COVID, it was dragging our prices down to insane levels. So we took a cue from Big Oil. We scrapped and melted down half of them to artificially reduce supply, increasing our bottom line. And in light of Dobbs v. Jackson, we're turning them into wire hangers. So with every chopper you buy, you get a 12-pack of hangers absolutely free. Share them with your friends, especially in the red states.
Liberal Dan Chopper City is a fictional establishment. Do not use wire hangers for healthcare.
So
wow.
I touched on all bases on that one. Oil companies unofficially restricting supply. Dobbs v. Jackson. You know, yeah. That actually, I was actually proud of myself because Hal Sparks chuckled at that one. When I had a professional comedian laughing at a bit, I was like, there you go. It's a funny bit.
That's official.
Yeah. With the third one, I only passed it by Aaron before sharing it with the Voltron chat, before producing it completely. See, West Webb, my brain is not working tonight. My brain never works. It's just, you know, it's always misfiring, I suppose. It is what it is. Wait, sorry. That's Trump's line.
It is what it is.
Thank you. Then, of course, there's this my favorite clip from some other caller to talk radio.
We don't care about evidence.
Yep. That's the conservatives.
We don't care about evidence.
Nope, they don't. It's like they've been saying the quiet stuff out loud for a while now. So
did you
see
the screenshots I posted of the lady that was all like, oh, well, you use a dictionary to look up definitions. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you looked up.
You can't believe those dictionaries have a liberal bias.
Mm-hmm. Like, could not. And she as of like this morning, she was still arguing about it. Instead of accepting that she didn't know the definition of impeachment, she just like, oh, well, you just used the online dictionary. So, of course, that's where you get your information from Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook memes, no less. You get the information from PragerU. Get the fuck out of here.
I want to say that on Noisy Neighbors might have been the place where I had the conversation about where the woman was like, you know, getting COVID or not is 50-50. She was like, it's just like going out and getting in a car accident. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, if you go out and you go drive in your car, it's either you get in a car accident or you don't, so it's 50-50. And I'm just like, I would love to play poker with you after the pandemic. After the pandemic, but I'll play poker with you because I will take all your money if that's how you understand odds. Granted, in any given hand, stupid and lucky beat smart any day. But yeah, they math, science. I mean, they had to cheat to do all of those things because I can't see how else they could have gotten through high school science or high school math with that limited understanding of how things work.
And before the internet, I thought we all had like at least a basic grasp of math and science. Apparently not.
I don't know.
Another reason why we need to fund public schooling, because people being that dumb is inexcusable.
Well, there's always, my magnet school that I went to was a math and science school, and we actually had a class that was thermodynamics. I mean, we got to some heavy engineering crap in our high school in Baltimore. And his Mr. Zolan's favorite thing to say is, I can teach you, I can't learn you. So there are some people, if they don't want to learn, they're not going to learn. Now, like with this class, right. This is how hard the class was that the final exams at the end of each quarter, or all exams, I think, were open book, open notes. Like, you could have everything open because he tested you not on your ability to remember, but your ability to apply what you've learned. And he always dropped, like, the lowest test grade. So, like, the first test of both quarters, I had, like, a 20 out of 100 on those tests. And then I learned what I did wrong. And then over the course of the class, as we learned things, then I wound up getting an A on the test because, you know, here's how you do it with three things. And here's how you do it with five things. And here's how you do it with eight things. Test, do it with 12 things. I'm like, okay, well, now I can apply what I've learned. And there you go. And if you learned it, you're good. If you didn't learn it, you're not good. So he could teach you, but he can't learn you.
That makes sense. And some people just don't want to learn. They don't want to think. They just want to back their particular candidate and not think about how fucked up they are and how they are going to fuck up America.
And the most cardinal sin, especially on the right, the biggest thing that you could do ever is admit you're wrong. I was kind of shocked that Donald Trump said that he was wrong today about pleading the fifth. Like, he, in order to get away with what he said previously, he's like, I now realize I was wrong about that. And that's because it's convenient for you to realize that you were wrong. But other than that, it's very odd that you will find, like, they criticized Obama for the, quote, apology tour that he took, even though a really great country, as they claim to want to make, would be one that would admit to its mistakes and rectify them, but they don't understand that concept. So,
right.
But yeah, absolutely. No, they'll never admit that they'll to use another gambling reference, they will double down on 12 all the time. And if they see that doubling down on 12 is a bad play, but they won't admit that they're wrong, so they'll just keep doing it. Because they think that to admit that you're wrong is to admit weakness. So they're just going to change the subject.
Hit on 20, doubling down on 12.
Yeah.
No.
I split 20 once. I had two 10s and the dealer had a 6. I was like, split them just to see what happens. And it was worked, but you're not supposed to do that.
Right. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Well, I don't do it anymore.
I actually wouldn't mind. Me, you, Chris, Uncle Desi, wouldn't mind playing some poker with y'all.
Yeah, that would be good. See, I have a purse friend who has a regular poker game, but it's always on Fridays, and Fridays has turned into basically my every week date night for the most part. But we'll have to find another time. We'll have to find a place where find somewhere that'll have a good table. If I can clean off my frickin' dining room table, it can probably be done there. Just got to get a good top, you know, so that the cards don't slide around all over the place. But, yeah, I'd love to play some Hold'em or just do random games or whatever. There's some fun because at the poker tournaments that we do, it's usually like a $10 buy-in tournament. And then once we're done with that, we go to a cash game that's just, you know, buy-in for 10 bucks or whatever. And then it's dealer's choice as to what we play. With some exceptions if people don't like particular games, so.
Yeah, I've always seen on the sitcoms, like, a bunch of dudes are sitting down playing poker. And, like, I've never in my life had anybody invite me to do that, or even knew anybody that would even do that. So, wouldn't mind, you know, trying that out.
Getting some, yeah, absolutely. We should definitely get some poker on. Have some beer, have some snacks. Get somebody, maybe get some of the deal for it. Yep, exactly. That'd be good. I've never even met Chris
Aaron
yet.
In there.
Yes, Aaron could be our dealer. Aaron, do you know how to deal Texas Hold'em? Waiting for a response. Did Jeff? Oh, there you go. Cool. Or, I mean, if you want to play, I mean, we can play and then we just alternate who deals. That's fine too. Jeff Curry, I can smoke a bowl, drink 12 beers, couple shots of Machina, still more of sound mind than Amada. I believe that is a true statement. I trust that is a true statement, Jeff. Absolutely. I 100% believe you. When I was drunk on 6 hand grenades in the French Quarter. Yeah. These people just drive me nuts. But, you know, that's the thing. Like,
I really think
you sit
John
here.
F. Kennedy gonna come back. And just to, like, lead the country and whatever. They really believe this shit.
See, I don't, like, you sit there and you see how stupid Marjorie Taylor Greene is, and you see how dumb Boebert is, and how moronic Matt Pizzagate is, and Congressman Ron Johnson, or whatever the hell, whoever else is there, and they're all just completely morons. And then the people who follow them are completely morons. You're like, how can they be so successful? But it's just the power of stupid people in large numbers. Stupid people in large numbers can get things done even though they're stupid.
And the Orville talked about that too.
Yep. See, Trucker John, I'm more into blackjack. I do like blackjack. I played more blackjack than poker on the cruise that I went on. I actually won on at both. But that's fun. Let's see. Julie Swenson, no joke. I learned how to play blackjack and poker in Red Dead Redemption 2. I might have to play that just to see about playing blackjack and poker. But I'm usually the one at the blackjack table. When I'm sitting at the blackjack table, that's telling other people what to do. Like, I'm usually the one giving advice. And, like, half the time, like, if the person's questioning whether or not I'm giving the right advice, like, they'll look at the dealer, and the dealer will be like, yeah, he's right. That's what you should do. I'll be like, look, you do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what the book says, generally speaking. I don't necessarily follow exactly what the book says. But I'm just telling y'all, you know, don't double down on 12. If you have, you know, a pair of eights, split them. If you have most of the time, if dealer has a six, put as much money on the table as possible, you know, that sort of thing. But.
And see, I'm not a gambling man. But that's why I also went so hard on Yada, because, like, there's no gambling involved. You just save your money. And if you just so happen to hit the numbers, they give you more money.
Right. Exactly.
What's your code, your link, whatever, to Yada?
Liberal
gambling?
Dan. It's Liberal Dan is the code, or you just go to Yada, Y-O-T-T-A, .liberaldan.com, and it'll bring you right there.
Mm-hmm. We talk about gambling. I could just deposit that in there.
Yep.
And be
yeah, anything you want to gamble, just save it in Yada. You get the lottery, and there you go. Although I do play I still play Powerball, simply because of the fact that I have these two sets of numbers that I play, and I'm like, I just know that if I don't play it 1 week, it's going to hit, and I'm going to be mad.
Exactly. Going to be sick for the rest of your life.
Yep. Be like, oh, I missed that one drawing. That's just my luck.
And that's how I got hooked into playing the lottery every week. I would play my numbers, and then I'd play two quick picks, and I would do that every week. And that money adds up.
Oh, yeah.
$15 a week adds up.
But the other thing that's up that they'll say, one of the things that they'll say is that the odds of you becoming a millionaire, not just earning $1 million over the course of your life, but the odds of you becoming a millionaire and having $1 million of value of worth is by hard work is less than the odds of you winning the Powerball or winning the lottery. So it's like,
that makes sense.
So if I can throw in a $2 or whatever, or $4 a drawing, and if it's not causing my family to hurt and I'm getting a shot to win a big old prize, then sure, I'll do it. But there's also some stupidity when it comes to like people will be like, don't play birthdays because you have less of a shot of winning. And I'm like, no, every set of number has the same shot of winning as every other set of numbers. You might have more of a shot of sharing because other people might be playing the lower numbers. So therefore, if you play higher numbers, you might have a less of a chance that if you do hit that you have to share, but it's all the same odds. And like,
right,
people are dumb. Yeah.
It's all probability and shit, and that shit is complicated. But Yada ain't complicated at all. Just throw your money in there, forget it, come back, check to see if you won.
See, that's why I haven't played any commercials this day, because a big chunk of the show has been talking about why everybody should sign up for a Yada account. So
it was a bait and switch. That was the plan all along.
Twirl my mustache and all that good stuff. See, and I spent a whole bunch of, I spent some money, whatchamacallit. I went ahead and bought like a video camera system for my house and trying to make sure that I had all my entrances covered just in case anybody was trying to get froggy, you know, you certain, you know who. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. for some reason, they give you like a free trial of their online storage, but then they're like, oh, well, you can also store it locally on a USB drive. And it's terrible. Like, it stops working. It stops recording the video. I'm like, this does me no good. Basically, they're either making me have to go get a new one, or they're making me have to, you know, just subscribe to their damn service, which sucks. But.
And that's how they get you.
Exactly. That's how they get you. So Jeff Curry, my numbers hit for $100,000. I filled out an 8 instead of an 18. I won $100. Nice. See, I randomly played Lotto one time, like right before we went on vacation, and all my wife hears from the other room is me going, like, I went, yes, 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 no, and she was like, what are you doing in there? I was like, if I would have had 36, if only 36 had been 37, we would have won $500,000. I hit 5 out of 6, and I was one number away on that sixth. And it was just a random quick pick. I got $1,800, and it was nice, so we got to use it when we went to New York. But if that 36 was 37, I'd have made half a mil. And it just... I was just like, oh, that sucks. It's great that I got to 1,800, but still like, oh, this went away. So I posted it on Facebook. I'm like, if only 36 was 37. And then someone was like, in a row? If you've seen Clerks, you get the right. Of course, when they said in a row, I was like, I was so frustrated that I didn't win $500,000 that I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, okay. I get the reference now. But I was seeing the money that just flew by my head that I was just like not catching anything at that point. So.
Man, I've never even almost, the most I've ever won off of playing like the lottery, Powerball, stuff like that, I think I might have won $20 once ever. I've never won anything from that. And then scratch off tickets, same thing. Matter of fact, I think just gambling in general, I've never won more than $20. Just in all the gambling. In Yada, I still remember I won like $12, and I was excited because that was like halfway to like the highest amount of money I've ever won.
Yeah, I was very close when I was coming back on the cruise. Like I was able to check my numbers on the Friday or something, and because like we got a signal somewhere, and it was like if I got the number the one day, I would have gotten like 5,000. If I got the number the next day, I'd have gotten 3,000. And had I gotten both, I'd have gotten 10,000. Of course, I hit neither, so I got 10. But still, 10's better than nothing. Poker,
you got that $10 gambling-wise,
like I've won more than $100 at the poker game on certain nights. I won $200 at blackjack on the cruise that first day, and then I won another $200 later the next day. I was doing really well on blackjack that cruise. But there was one time, I won $500 one time on the second cruise that me and my wife went on together. There was a blackjack tournament on the cruise ship, and I came in first and I won $500, paying in only $20 to get in the tournament. So, nice. And then on a honeymoon cruise, I missed it because I didn't look at the chip total of everybody in the table. Like, I looked at the chip total of everybody on my right, but I didn't check the chip total of the person to my left, and I bet wrong. Had I bet correctly, I would have won $500. And I was frustrated, and I go down, we go play bingo with my wife, and it was a blackout bingo game, and we won a free cruise. So I wonder if that's probably my biggest win, is winning a free cruise. But then I was like, I feel lucky again. I told my wife, I'm going to go up, and I'm going to go try and win the money that I should have won at the blackjack tournament. And she was like, all right, whatever. That's because she didn't believe that I would do it. And then I came back and I was like, you know, I didn't win the $500. I won $600. So it was a very lucky cruise. I mean, I did get married on 777. So maybe that's the reason why.
Mm. I don't even want to talk about 777. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Off camera.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
But there was a funny story on the cruise ship, because normally on the Carnival cruise, you have a, sometimes they're called a not so newlywed game or whatever. So they'll take like the oldest mm-hmm. couple in the room, and then they'll take like a couple that was married like 15 years or something, like a middle ground type of couple. And then mm-hmm. they'll take the most newlywed couple in this. So they all compete on kind of a newlywed game type of scenario. So we're playing it on the cruise, and we're in the audience, and they're like, we're playing it like on July 10th or something. I was like, anybody get married today? Nobody raised their hand. Anybody got married on the 9th? Nobody raised their hand. Did anybody get married on the 8th? Nope. Anybody getting married on the 7th? And they're like, everybody in the half the room is like, yo. And the look of defeat on the poor cruise director's face was just terrible. And I think we had talked about 777, but I don't think Yosh read the story. So Yosh gets to hear it again.
Wow. Nope.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think we're on the winding down portion of the show, considering we've gone 2.5 hours. It's not quite yet a 3-hour show yet.
1.5 hour. God. And I'm hungry.
I had dinner beforehand, but I think I'm going to have a snack when I go back downstairs before I go to bed. I have some leftover because my wife had bought me a giant box of peaches for my birthday, and I just ran out. I mean, the birthday is in May, but we didn't get the peaches till like July, whatever, because they were coming in. That's when they were coming in. And so I had to wait to come back from the cruise to start eating them so they'd be ripe. And then so I've been making all sorts of dishes. Like I made some dump cake, I made some cobbler, I made some peach pie. So, oh, Aaron, okay. Aaron's talking about her 7-7 story, not mine. Okay. Let's see. Hey, Golf, I never do poker in Vegas because people live there and gamble as a career and they are better than you, so bet against the house because it's better odds. Andrea, Hal went for the, yeah, Hal was really late the other night. I was surprised when I came back on and Hal Sparks was still on. That was crazy. One night we did 6. When I was like doing a, I think it was the reaction video, whatever, or maybe, I don't know if it was the reaction video or if it was the, I think it might have very well been the reaction video. And I started at 8 and I think it ended at 2:00 in the morning. So that's crazy. Anyway. So when do you say you're going to do your next podcast?
I was trying to get it. I was actually trying to get like a surprise thing going next week, but my boss was like, "Hey, you're going to be working all next week." And I thought, "You son of a." So
wait, we have a caller.
It's
we have another caller. Yeah, someone I think connecting via Skype. See who it is.
Well, let's hear.
Hello.
Hopefully they're not problematic.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Cooling out. Trying to see what this Guinness is doing for me. But Liberal Dan, ain't talked to you in a long time. This is Naj in Atlanta.
Oh, man, how's it going? Good to talk to you again.
Oh,
I didn't recognize the number because I guess you're calling through Skype, I guess, because it's coming up all ones.
Yeah, because I'm old and I'm still using Skype, even though other people have moved on. Yeah, yeah. That would be the case.
Well, hey, you know what Donald Trump would say about that
is what it is.
Donald. So yeah, it's good to hear from you, man. I'm glad you called. We hadn't heard from you in a hot minute. So we've just been talking about just ridiculous and random stuff for the last hour and a half of the show, I think, even though we did cover a bit of Donald Trump's hypocrisy and his, you know, with his, like, you know, saying that you're terrible if you well, let me just play this
if
one.
You're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Exactly. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? So he took the Fifth Amendment today in New York, so I guess that means he's not innocent according to his own logic. So there you go. What's good, what's going on?
No, man, I'm doing the usual like everybody else has been for the past 48 hours, triggering the people of the right online, laughing at them, kind of enjoying this a little too much, I do have to say, but But overall, I think we all knew we would be here, right? Like, we knew we would be here a few years ago. We knew eventually it would lead to this point. So here we are, man. Why not enjoy it?
I mean, I did have faith. I mean, there are a lot of people who were impatient about Merrick Garland and why he was taking so long. And we even discussed this on Andrea's podcast, the Freedom, Speech, and You podcast that I was on. And when they asked me, I was like, what do you think is going to go on? Do you think, you know, charges are going to come or whatever? And I think what's one of the things we talked about, and I was basically like, yeah, I think eventually we'll see charges and eventually we'll see things against Donald Trump. It's just Merrick Garland is making sure all of his I's are dotted and making sure all of his T's are crossed and making sure that he gets all of his ducks in a row and whatever other, you know, cliches or whatever you want to use so that he has a good, solid case, a good, strongly built house of cards that doesn't come crashing down, you know, well built. And I think that's what we're seeing today. I think that's what we saw yesterday was that they took a while, they're patient, and now they got this, and now they're going to work on other things. And I think eventually we'll see the walls close in, you know, tighter and tighter and tighter until one of two things happens. We finally see him brought up on charges or he flees the country.
The reality TV show ended. Like, that would be the perfect ending for all of this if he actually fled the country. Like, that would be hilarious. But to speaking of Merrick Garland, think about it. Him being cheated out of a Supreme Court seat is now going to be a footnote in the legacy of Merrick Garland. How this case goes is going to determine everything about him, how he's talked of, how we think about him. Like, everything is on the line here. So, like you said, of course, they're going to be careful as hell. Course, going after somebody in this high office, like, you really have to have your stuff together. But ultimately, man, if this dude had just gone quietly like Nixon, he could have just done his usual grifting from his fans through, you know, little media and been a fake kingmaker for, you know, political races. But he
right.
just couldn't stop. He just couldn't stop.
Well, that's the thing. The difference between Nixon and him now is, well, I mean, Nixon was probably much more intelligent than him, but the difference between the two scenarios is that when Nixon was president, the Republicans in Congress would be like, look, you're going to get impeached and you're going to get kicked out of office unless you resign. They weren't taking any of his BS. They're like, look, it's coming down. Your walls are coming down. You're screwed. We're not standing by you because you're corrupt. Go away. And we won't impeach you at that point. We'll let you go away quietly and we won't impeach you. Yeah, on this point, Trump's sycophants are like, we need you to run now. We want you to announce that you're running now. They're like, they're trying to come up with all sorts of excuses and conspiracy theories over whether or not, you know, oh, the documents were really planted there. It wasn't him that had them there. Like, all sorts of other crazy BS that, you know, they're going to come up with if they haven't done so already. So,
yeah.
Which is,
yeah, I mean,
the funny thing is because he signed the law. He signed the law that made it so that you get 5 years and a felony if you get convicted. Now, I'm wondering if he gets charged with a felony, and I wonder if he would have to serve part of his term from prison, or maybe, I guess, at that point he could pardon himself. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever tried pardoning themselves.
I don't think you can, actually.
Because I know Nixon didn't pardon himself. It was Ford that pardoned Nixon. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's spelled out exactly what pardoning powers.
I feel like if that was in the bag, the MAGA contingent would have already let us know, and they would already be leaning on that as, you know, the main thing. I've been listening to Lawfare. Those guys are pretty good at kind of getting into some of the stuff. The podcast Lawfare, pretty good at this stuff. I haven't heard any mention of it, so I don't know, man. I feel like that's like leading the A block if you're Fox or CNN or whatever, if that's a thing. So I don't think that's a possibility. I just think ultimately, as corrupt as he is, I mean, he was even more incompetent, and that was just the biggest issue. You had the handlers always around him trying to stop him from doing things that were going to legally bite him, but, you know, there's only so much you can do to a person who doesn't want to listen to other people. So, I mean, you know, here we are.
Right. Well, the thing is like the one thing I talked about a few weeks back was I'm wondering whether or not, like, do you have, like, do all pardons have to be registered as they do it? Like, is it possible, like, could Trump have done something like wrote pardons and, like, mailed them, put them in the mail, like, with, like, registered mail with, like, a sealed and, like, with a postmark, and then be like, I pardoned these people, I pardoned myself, you know, way back when, and I just didn't want to announce it, but here it is. And I'm wondering if, and that's the thing, like, maybe somebody who was smart might think of that and be able to do that. I'm not convinced that he would be smart enough to figure that out. So, like, and that's the one thing that makes me think it probably won't happen, even if it would be a possibility. I don't know about the legality of that. I don't know if he could prove that he signed a pardon before he left office, would that be enough to uphold it? I'm sure the conservative activists on the Supreme Court would be like, oh, sure, yeah, that counts. So,
yeah, but see, here's the other thing, though. Say what we want to say about, you know, the two parties and all of the aggression between them. Typically, when it comes to things like this, this is typically where the guns are kind of put away. There's a little ceasefire. The olive branch is extended. I can see the next Dem, you know, contingent not allowing him to go to jail and, you know, making that gesture similar to the Nixon situation, because you don't want to have a situation where you got political payback amongst the parties. So I think they're more likely to do that than they are to send him to actual jail.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just with the documents thing, if all he did was hold on to the documents and not share them with anybody, like, that's always a possibility that he shared them with people, and that's why he brought them to Mar-a-Lago so he could sell information from Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. I don't know if that happened or not, but it's possible that it could have. But if all he did was store them illegally, you know, maybe that they would be like, all right, well, that's fine, but, you know, we're not going to seek, you know, you 5 years of imprisonment simply because of this, but either plead guilty or we'll make you a deal or something. But if he's shown then to have had enough culpability in his involvement with January 6th, I don't know. I think that sets a bad precedent. I don't think that would be something that could be just conveniently swept under the rug for the sake of party, of lack of retribution, especially because of the fact that I don't trust the Republican Party to be like, oh, okay, you made a deal for Donald so that we won't have retribution. And I don't trust them to be like, well, we won't have retribution against you for other things either. I think if the Republican Party was later on in the same position, that they would go back on their word and do retribution regardless. I think they would still go after it because they have to answer to their voters, and their voters want blood, and they're going to try and pull as much blood as possible.
The donors more than the voters. And honestly, yeah, like if you give Mitch this scenario with a former Democratic president who's this vulnerable, yeah, Mitch is going to twist the knife. Like, no question about that.
Right.
So this would definitely be something that Dems would extend to Republicans that Republicans would not act in the same. So, yeah, I agree with you on that, man. But, hey, I was just calling in, man, because I saw you were on. I didn't really have anything to add. Hell, this has been talked about to death, I'm sure, all day. So I was just calling in, man. Liberal Dan, still riding. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, do so, because that's where I'm putting more content up. I mean, I'm on Blog Talk Radio for the use of the phone and the soundboard, but I'm pretty much trying to funnel everything over to YouTube because we have a better chat over there, and it helps me kind of grow the brand or whatever. And I'm trying to hit 1,000 subs by then. So if you know anybody else that wants to support liberal stuff, leftist, progressive, whatever, send them my way. But it's good to hear from you. I appreciate you and your continued support, and you have a great rest of your week.
Same, brother. All right, man.
All right, have a good one. All right, cool. Well, good to hear from him. We haven't heard from him in a while. Oh, good. We got more porn stuff in the chat. more porn spam. Hilarious. And the funny thing is that, like, I don't know, does everybody see nothing? Because I still see, like, when it's deleted, when the message is deleted, I still see who it's from. But I'm wondering if the non-mods get to see who it's from. I don't know. I don't remember if that's how it works. Let's see. Ethan Weider, he cannot declassify information since he's no longer POTUS. Yeah, that's true. I mean, but I'm wondering if, like, let's say he took, that's another thing that's interesting. He can't, as POTUS, he could declassify information. So I'm wondering if he could have all done the same thing with my proposed, you know, if he had mailed himself pardons and be like, and only pull out the pardon when he feels like he needs to, be like, hey, I pardoned myself for this way back when, I just haven't announced it yet because, but here it is. And I don't know if that would be legal or not, or pardoning other people either. I'm wondering if he could also have done the same thing with declassification of confidential information. If he could have said, as president, I'm writing an executive order that these are declassified, but I'm going to steal this away and use it if ever it comes up in the future. So is that possible? I don't know. Is he smart enough to think of that by himself? I don't think so. Is he, is maybe somebody else in the circle might otherwise be smart enough to maybe think of that? Maybe, I don't know. Will it hold up to judicial muster if somebody tried to sue over that? Again, we have a conservative activist court who may very well back them up in that. Although, to their credit, I don't think that, you know, there are some cases that tried to go up to the Supreme Court challenging election results, and the courts were like, no, and the Supreme Court was like, nope. So maybe there's limits to their willingness to be activists on the court. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're just worried about disenfranchising people who can get pregnant instead of, you know, trying to have Trump's back all the time. But there are three people there who owe their job to Trump and McConnell and the ridiculousness that they did when they got three whatevers for the Donald. Let's see. Somebody was like, imagine the backlash while he was in office. Trump had Obama's home raided and AOC's phone seized. Are you tired of the double standard? This is Mark Muser for U.S. Senate. Somebody else responded, well, Obama and AOC aren't lifelong criminals, so there's that. Spanky McButthurt. Let's retweet that one. But Obama didn't steal classified documents. AOC wasn't involved in overthrowing elections. See the difference. Exactly. Lots of people responding to this moronic person running for Senate. Mark Muser, M-E-U-S-E-R, for U.S. Senate from this in California. Yeah, he's not winning. That's not happening. Good luck, bruh. I mean, I guess you could be as crazy and wacko as you want. You know you're not going to win in California, so you can just say whatever it is you want and look like a fool doing it and just try and be a grifter, I guess, and make money, I guess, with your book deal after you gain your notoriety from running as a Trumpistan or a Trump-publican or whatever.
It is what it is.
But again, as we know, according to Donald Trump,
if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
I mean, there you go. So it is what it is. Anyway, I think that will be it. So again, this is probably the end of this week's episode of Liberal Dan Radio. Maybe next week I'll do my MLM episode. Maybe I'll discuss, you know, network marketing, multi-level marketing. Found some interesting stuff about one my mom was involved with while doing some research for this upcoming show that I will do eventually. But we're not, you know, I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be next week, but it could be. We'll see. I definitely got to get off before I get offline. I do need to post my videos for, I guess, both Hypocrite of the Week and for the third Liberal Dan Chopper City commercial. So again, remember, please go to patreon.com/liberaldan or patreon.liberaldan.com if you want to support the show by being a Liberal Dan patron. You can also support the show by Venmoing me. You could either Venmo or you could buy me a cider. It's a one-time thing. Thanks to Leslie for sending me that nice Venmo today. I appreciate that a bunch. And also Aaron for buying me a cider while saying hi to the host of the Most Nimbus Yosh with the smooth sounds of the Percy podcast. Share some videos if you'd like the videos. Share them with your friends. Tell them to subscribe. We're trying to get to 1,000 subs by the end of next month. That's the best way you can support the channel is by subbing. I do also want to try and see if there are people interested in, maybe joining me up and joining in on Twitch streams to try and help me get to that. I already have the number of followers that I need on Twitch. I just need the average 3 viewers an hour, which means I probably want to make sure I have 5 per hour to make sure I'm doing it right. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We can tackle that another week or so. I'm not expecting to hit that mark this month with that either. So it'll be great if by September I could both get enough viewership on the channel to get to be able to enable subscriptions on Twitch and also be monetized on YouTube. That would be a great September. But anyway, I haven't even clipped the show end music yet. There we go. So this is the end of this week's episode of Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left. That's right. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, blogtalkradio.com/Liberal Dan, or here on YouTube, youtube.com/Liberal Dan Radio. Again, patreon.com/Liberal Dan, or go to the Liberal Dan website and click on Buy Me a Cider. Go to the support these creator pages, these creators page on liberaldan.com as well. Find a bunch of people. I'll be adding to that list. If you have anybody you want to add to that list, email me, liberaldanradio@gmail.com, or tag me on Twitter @liberaldanradio. Until next week, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right.